Carroll Broadcasting presents High School Basketball.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome out here to Carroll High School for tonight's Class 1A Region 7 final between the Spartans of Exiro, Cordon, Kimbleton, and the GTRA ball club here tonight. Jack Blankman along with Jackson Kerrigan with you here tonight. Jackson, this one should be a fun one tonight. The Titans come in, very good ball club. They are 22-2 on the season, only losses to Emmitsburg and the top-ranked at Newell Fonda. For the Spartans of Exiro, Cordon, Kimbleton, they're coming in just as good. 21-1 on the season. They've been ranked in the top eight all year long. Their only loss, an overtime loss to Riverside to start the season. Since then, they've won 21 straight. I think this is going to be a fantastic ball game. The winner heads on to the state tournament.
Yeah, I think it's definitely going to be back and forth with the way both teams have been playing this year. You know, not losing very much. I mean, GTRA losing to those really good in Emmitsburg and Newell Fonda. And then I'm sure that first game for Exiro was just kind of a, I don't know, game for, against Riverside, but since they've been playing really good basketball.
Yeah, they had that game. I was down at that one. We didn't broadcast that night, but I just went down to watch. Riverside was a ranked team at the time. They've got a really good ball club. You talked to Tom Peterson throughout the year, the head coach, of course, for the Spartans. He really wishes that he'd had that game back, and stuff. They were ahead in the fourth quarter and kind of let it slip through the fingertips that night. I think he felt like this team was good enough to go undefeated. What jumps out to me about this ball club is the defense. They're physical. He's got these kids to buy in. These girls will go out and give everything they have. He does a nice job of kind of rotating players in. They only go about seven deep most of the time, but he'll rotate in fresh players every couple of minutes. That allows those girls to go as hard as they can for as long as they can.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, you've been around a little longer. I think this is probably one of the better teams he's had for a while, and I think this is going to be the team to get the job done because it's been here, what, 28 years, give or take? So I think this would be the team to get it done. Yeah, they're just tenacious on defense. They're really good at scoring. So it does be interesting to see. And GTRA with that smaller lineup, so we'll see how good their depth's going to be to hold up with Elkhorn Kibbleton.
Yeah, and they really haven't had to use a lot of depth all season long. This GTRA, the Titans under head coach Lucas Huff, they have been fantastic. You know, you sit here and you're like, they have eight girls out this year, and they really only play about six most of the time. They'll go a little deeper than that if they absolutely have to. But they've got four young ladies averaging in double digits. They play with a tempo that will match what Exiro Cordon Kimbleton wants to do on both ends of the floor. You were down there when we talked with Coach Peterson before the game. They'll defend. They're going to be physical. They want to get this thing up and down the floor. So even though they only have eight girls out and usually play six, this is a team that wants to run and wants to play physical, aggressive defense.
Yeah, and he said earlier that he wants to run that kind of 2-3 zone to start out just to kind of see what happens. But I think they might go to that man-to-man later depending on the way GTRA comes out. But we'll see. This is definitely going to be a dogfight of a game and pretty good crowd as well for both teams. You know, like you say, small town travel.
Yeah, the place is going to be packed here tonight. They've already started to leak up here into the mezzanine area we are going to be broadcasting from. I see some kids from some of the other area schools here tonight to watch this regional final here tonight. We'll step away, take a break as we come to you live from the Gatorade broadcast booth, distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. More of our Mackey Motors tailgate next right here on 93.7 KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Ottoman today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Ottoman.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Ottoman Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
Back here on the Mackey Motors and Tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City. Again, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running together. Let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Winner again advances to the state tournament here tonight. The Spartans trying to make it back down there. Coach Peterson has had some real good success with that over the years. Now, the 1A quarterfinals come up next Wednesday, so a week from today. More than likely, they could be around that 5 o'clock in the evening game, but they could play anywhere from 1:30 to 3:15 to 5 o'clock to 6:45. It just depends on, Jackson, how the other games come out tonight in the 1A regionals, regional finals, to determine where they're at. Right now, they're the 6 seed. They could slide up if anybody in front of them gets beat tonight.
Yeah, and depending on who loses, I mean, you not saying it's going to happen, but you could have Newell lose. I mean, Coon Rapids, just all depending who. And I feel like with those time slots, you definitely want down at state. It seems like for me, you'd want between that 1 o'clock and 5 o'clock game, so you didn't want to be there too early or too late in the day.
And not that this team should be intimidated by anybody, but just in looking at how kind of 1A has played out all year, if you could move up one spot and get into that 5 spot, I think you'd be in pretty good shape, because you probably, if you can stay away from the Newell Fonda, the Bishop Garrigan, and the St. Albert as long as you can, and you're only going to get away from one of them three through probably at least one round, but those would be the teams that most teams in 1A probably want to try and stay away from.
Yeah, and with those teams, you're, like you said, not going to be able to avoid them very well, but if you can and you can get a quality win in the first round, it could maybe give you some momentum into playing those teams and potentially making it a better game than it could be.
Yeah, anything can happen down at the state tournament. That's where the pressure really comes on you, just like it does here tonight. This is the first ever matchup between Exiro Corn-Kimbleton and GTRA. So it'll be interesting to see how this one plays out. We'll step away, take a break, back with more of our Mackey Motors tailgate. We'll dive into these teams a little bit more in 1 minute right here on 93.7 KKRL.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
UTVs have been around for over 20 years, but they're still evolving, and with them now being legal on Iowa roads, usage has evolved as well. Whether you're commuting to work, gravel traveling with friends, or hitting the most beautiful riding spots in the country, Olson's Outdoor Power has the right Polaris, Can-Am, or Kawasaki for you. On top of that, we have the turn signals, mirrors, and tires to make your UTV more comfortable and safer. Stop by today at Olson's Outdoor Power, your one-stop service and equipment shop, with locations in Atlantic and Cary.
Live here from the Gatorade broadcast booth, distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. It is the Mackey Motors at tailgate. Again, we've got the GTRA, the Titans out of the Twin Lakes Conference. They went 22-2 under head coach Lucas Huff. He is assisted by Brent Dykroff and Mark Galen. Again, they were 9-2 in the Twin Lakes this year. They have won 4 straight and are 4-1 in their last 5 games. They defeated Kingsley Pearson here in the postseason 58-52. Also got by Harris Lake Park 52-33. Prior to that, they knocked off a MMCRU 50-41, topped Sioux Central 76-69, and got by, or lost, I should say, to Newell Fonda 82-55. For the Spartans of Exiro Corn-Kimbleton, they come in 21-1 on the year, 14-0 in the Rolling Valley Conference. And your head coach Tom Peterson. He is assisted by Kiera Spohr. Again, they have won 21 in a row since dropping that first game of the year to Riverside. They beat Cam in the postseason here, 55-31 on Friday night. Got by Griswold in the opening round, 57-33. I was there to broadcast that one. They topped Woodbine to end the regular season, 62-35. Knocked off a good Glidden-Ralston team, 66-45. Part of that team sitting across the way here tonight, and also defeated Cam 70-41. And Jackson, in looking at some of the other numbers here right now, these are two of the top teams as expected in the Class 1A field here, even though they're meeting in a regional final. I think both of these teams good enough to be down at the state tournament. Xyro Friend Gimlin right now ranked 8th in the state in scoring. They come in averaging 62 points per game, just ahead of them. GTRA averaging 63 points per game is 4th in the state of scoring, so less than a point a game differential between these two. GTRA right now 6th in assists on the year. They average 15 assists per ball game. Xyro Friend Gimlin is 9th. In assist on the season as well. Their per-game average is better, but their season total is not higher. But they do average 16 assists per game. And GTRA leading Class 1A in steals on the year. They average at 20 steals per game right behind them. And they're just an elite defensive team as well as Xyro Friend Gimlin. They're 6th in Class 1A. They average 18 steals per game. So we talk defense first. You look at those numbers, and the defense really jumps out at you.
Definitely the steals. I mean, honestly, both teams really good on defense, especially in that steal category. And I think you're going to see not as much of that tonight with the way both teams kind of share the ball and pass the ball around. I mean, that doesn't always seem to be the case, though. You can see them sharing the ball, and you can still see a bunch of steals. But I think it'll be a lot less tonight.
Taryn Peterson from the Spartans comes in 2nd in the state in steals and 12th in scoring. Addison Hansen from GTRA is 5th in steals on the year in Class 1A. And Cameron Huff is 21st in the state in scoring. So some of the top players in the state. You heard Coach talk about if they have an advantage tonight for Xyro Friend Gimlin, it's inside.
Yeah, and I feel like that's definitely going to try to be where they live at. I mean, you can definitely see a decent amount from the three-point line, but I think what you're going to want to work is establishing your inside and trying to find your identity in there.
And you got Harlow Miller, Jalen Peterson, both outstanding players. Harlow, her first year out since her freshman season, comes into tonight 8 points and 8 rebounds per game, while Jalen Peterson, the senior, 16 points and 6 rebounds. With GTRA not having a lot of numbers, if the Spartans can take advantage of that size advantage inside, might be able to create some foul trouble, might get into the depth of this Titan team. That should be advantage to the Spartans.
Yeah, and I think that's definitely one thing that Xyra has that's going to work out for them is the depth, especially with, like you said, the fouls and also trying to keep fresh bodies. It's GTRA, like you said, only with 8 girls on this squad, so I feel like that might be a weakness for them tonight, seeing how I'm pretty sure that Xyra's got at least, what, 5 or 6 more players than they do, so I think that's definitely going to be tough to deal with tonight.
Taryn Peterson coming in, averaging 20 points per game, leading this Spartan ball club. Cadence Brandon's 4, kind of a do-everything guard, so it's not like they don't have good guards. But GTRA plays that 5 out. They want to dribble penetrate. They want to get in and kick. They're going to shoot a lot of threes. Also with that defense, they're going to want to make this an up-and-down game. Most Spartan fans are used to the Spartans wanting to go up and down. But with that size advantage, they want to slow it down. What do the Titans, do you think, do to try and keep that tempo where they want it? They want this to be a track meet tonight.
Yeah, basically just like you said, keep running that 5 out. But I also think you got to try to get some stuff inside as well. And just pushing the floor and going in transition a lot quicker, especially off the steals, you're going to have to work in transition very hard.
Our Mackey Motors tailgate roll continue here on 93.7 at KKRL. Spartans and Titans basketball coming up for you next here on 93.7 KKRL.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with 3 oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Jeff Langdon, Jackson Kerrigan with you here tonight up at Carroll High School as the regional final in girls high school basketball, Class 1A, Region Number 7. I just looked at the Nebraska score, so and college on the brain here. We do have Jeff Story on in the house tonight, folks. He's going to be taking free photos to download. You'll have to go to the Jeannie Kirkhoff Facebook page probably later on tonight. Jeannie sponsoring this. So he takes professional sports photos. He gets them all edited up and looking nice, and then he'll post those to the Jeannie Kirkhoff Facebook page, and you'll be able to download those for free. You can use them as for graduation stuff or senior portraits or any of those type of things that you want to be able to use them for, memory books or any of that kind of stuff. So we thank Jeannie Kirkhoff for sponsoring Jeff to come out and take professional photos. He's been taking high school sports photos in the Carroll area since 1988, and he is elite at what he does. Let's take a look at our starting lineups tonight. First of all, for GTRA, the Titans under head coach Lucas Huff. They come in 22-2 on the season, number 2 seed in this regional. They'll start a 5'5 sophomore in Cameron Huff, a 5'6 junior in Addison Hansen, a 5'5 sophomore in Maya Weiss, a 5'5 sophomore in Caitlin Huff, and a 5'5 freshman in Lauren Huff. For the Spartans of Exiro, Clint Gimbledon, their head coach Tom Peterson, they're 21-1 on the season. They are the number 1 seed in this region. They'll start a 5'9 senior in Jalen Peterson, a 5'8 junior in Riley Miller, a 5'8 junior in Taryn Peterson, a 6'1 senior in Harlow Miller, and a 5'8 junior in Cadence Brandon Spore. That's a look at our starting lineups. Jackson, any final thoughts on what it's going to take for these teams to come out with a win here tonight?
I think both teams are definitely going to have to get a bunch of steals and work in that transition and scoring off those steals. I feel like if you're not scoring off those steals, that's just giving up 3 points, and that's definitely going to be, I think, what's going to make or break this game is scoring off the turnovers.
We'll step away for our national anthem. We've got the tip-off coming up for you next right here on 93.7 at KKRL.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
New Way Auto Group.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Thanks for listening to our Mackey Motors tailgate here tonight on 93.7 KKRL. You can feel the excitement in the gym. We've got a jam-packed gymnasium here tonight, Class 1A Region 7 Final. It is going to be Harlow Miller jumping things up against Maya Weiss as we get ready for the tip-off of tonight's game. Again, Exiro Kern Kimbledon, the home team in a way here tonight. They're the home team on the scoreboard, even though this is a neutral site. GTRA in their road purple uniforms. It's going to be Harlow Miller controlling the dip. Taryn Peterson down underneath the left side jumper on the way up. No good. The rebound taken out of there, but there's Taryn Peterson coming up with the steal.
Yeah, and just like I said, turnovers are going to have to be created early here, Jeff, but you got to score off them here if you want to keep this moving.
GTRA coming up with a man-to-man defense. Peterson, Taryn, over to Spore. Inside pass to Jalen Peterson. Going to be thrown away. Weiss will come up with it. They'll push it ahead. Driving it up the floor right now is Addison Hansen. We'll try to call the Huff girls. They're not sisters. We'll try to call them by her first name as Aloran drills a three. And GTRA will take the early 3-0 lead. Taryn will bring it up the left side. We'll try to do the same thing with Taryn and Jalen Peterson. Taryn drives in, left-handed runner up, no good. Rebound tipped around. It is going to be controlled by Caitlin Huff. Caitlin will run it up right side of the floor. Spartans in their home white uniforms are in a man. Actually, they're going to go 2-3 zone to open it up. Taryn tipped the ball away, but the Titans will have it. Weiss on the right wing, up top now to Caitlin. Caitlin drives in left side. She's going to be tied up by Jalen. We're going to get a jump ball possession that will favor the Titans.
Yeah, GTRA coming out here with most of the momentum so far, playing fast and forcing those turnovers, and Exira just trying to get back, and now they've kind of settled into that 2-3, forcing the jump, so we'll see if they can kind of slow down the tempo.
Not a senior on this roster for GTRA. Second three on the way up, no good that time. Cameron up, we've got a rebound to Cadence Brandon Spore. The pass head to Jalen, saves it in now to Taryn. Taryn with it underneath to Jalen, and the bucket's up in good.
Yeah, good court awareness right there. She came in and saved it, but then she was right spotted underneath down low for the easy two.
Yeah, banged into that wall down on the baseline and the padding pretty hard, but Jalen a tough one. She got right back up. Lauren over to the left side, top of the key, picks up the dribble, looking for some help. Skip past the Weiss in the corner. Her three from the right side up, no good. Weak side rebound, ripped down that time by Jalen Peterson. Jalen comes in averaging 16 points and 6 rebounds per game. She'll work it up across half court. Flips it to Taryn. Ball is tipped into the backcourt that time, but by Cameron. Taryn working it upside. Cameron will knock it away. Tries to save it. Unable to do so. And she goes into the Titan bench. Runs into her head coach, but it is going to be Spartan basketball.
Yeah, the Titans just staying aggressive on defense. Just swiping at the ball every chance they can get here. And just not letting Xyra Elko and Kibble can get anything going.
Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame again. Culver celebrating 41 years in business. Pass inside to Taryn. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. And that is going to be number one on the 5'5 sophomore. And Caitlin Huff comes in averaging 16 points per game. And that's what the Spartans want to go inside for, to create fouls.
Yeah, and I think this team being a pretty good, solid free throw shooting team, that's definitely what they're going to work on here early.
They lob it in to Harlow Miller. Her jump shot in front of the rim up no good. She hustles to try and grab the rebound. Going to be tied up. Possession arrow is going to favor the Spartans. Hustling in there as well with her was Addison Hansen.
Yeah, and I like the idea. They're using the height to their advantage. Was Exira trying to get it inside and use the height to their advantage for the easy two?
Jenna Conlon on the floor. Inbounds pass. She comes in to Spore. Kicks it out. Terrence three on the way up. No good. Riley Miller with a weak side rebound. Back up top now to Spore. Spore picks up the dribble near the half-court circle. Hands it off to Taryn. Taryn will bring it left side. Rolls past Miller. Works it down on the left wing. Skip pass over to the right corner. Spore's three on the way up. In and out. No good. Harlow Miller up high for the rebound. Kicks it back out to Taryn. Taryn goes up and battles. But the pass is going to be stolen away. And we're going to get a reach-in foul on Taryn. Peterson is coming up with that steal with Addison Hansen.
Yeah, and what a great pass there from Peterson. Corner to corner there. Just not able to finish the play. And ultimately ended up turning it over there. And she came up with the foul.
Yeah, Harlow's just got to get the confidence to catch that, go back up with it. She's got a size advantage against everybody on the floor for GTRA tonight. Skip pass over to the left side. Cameron Huff with it. Penetrates in. Kick pass over now to Hansen. Her three on the way up short. And the rebound taken out of there by Spore. 3-2. Titans with the lead. 5:15 to go first quarter. They get it to Harlow underneath. Shot is up in good. Spore with the assist. That's her second assist in the ballgame. Miller with her first bucket. And we've got our first lead change. Four straight here for Xyra Elko and Kimbleton. Off with it. That's Lauren. They'll get it off now to Caitlin. Caitlin drives in. Knocked down. Passes it out to Cameron. Her three on the way. Off the glass. No good. Long rebound. It's loose on the floor. Still loose. And it's going to be Weiss picking it up. Her shot is ripped up. Good. Count the basket. She'll draw some contact. And I think that's going to go on Cadence Brandon's four.
Yeah, good job fighting through the contact. There was Weiss just finishing the play and fighting and going to try to make it a three-point play.
Spore picks up her first. That'll be the second. Brabham. Rasmussen going to check in. Miller. And Jalen Peterson going to check out. Conlon back onto the floor for the Titans. She'll check into the ballgame for Hanson. Weiss at the free throw line, 46% on the season. She's given her team a 5-4 lead. Second lead change here in the game. Free throw is up, no good. Harlow Miller with another rebound. She had 14 the other night in that win over Griswold. Could have that type of performance again here tonight. Karen bounces it to Miller, right back off to Peterson. That's Karen with it. Karen, crossover dribble, dribbles down the left side. Scoot shot up and good. She is so good at that to Jackson.
Yeah, and good job having the confidence there to take it yourself and using that left hand and just getting around the defender there and taking it all the way to the basket.
Up top to Cameron, over to Weiss on the left side. They work it down to Conlon in the left corner. Conlon looking to drive baseline. Double team comes, finds the cutter. Cameron in the lane, pull up jumper up softly, no good. And Spore with the rebound, her third of the ballgame. Cadence doesn't always score a ton. She can, but she does everything else on the floor so extremely well. Miller with it, left side, top of the key, looking for some help. Brabham will pop out. She'll catch it. Right side, top of the key. Now back to Taryn. Taryn going to go to work here. Got Cameron defending her. Excuse me, that is Caitlin. Three-point shot up, no good, and the rebound taken out of there by Cameron. That is going to get Riley Miller into the ballgame along with Jalen Peterson. I don't think Tom real happy with the long three on that last possession. Lauren drives into a triple team, spins away from it, gets it back up town to Hanson now. She'll drive in, her runner in the lane up, no good. Rebound tipped around, taken out of there by Conlon. They'll work it back over now into Lauren Huff. Over to the right side, good ball movement by GTRA. The three is up, no good. And Harlow Miller up high to pull down the rebound, got poked in the eye. They'll kick it ahead to Taryn, runs it up the left side. Thought about penetrating on the baseline. Picks up the dribble over on that left side. Going to be bumped. Needs to be strong with the ball. The pass is going to be tipped out of bounds. The last touch by Weiss. And Xyroc and Gimbleton's got there. This physical defense from GTRA giving them some trouble when they pick up that dribble.
Yeah, and especially just trying to get the pass to somebody else there. Taryn went into that corner and was trying to find anybody to get it to, but there's the pressure. Ended up getting it tipped out of bounds.
Harlow Miller, Taryn Peterson will check out. Both Miller and Jalen Peterson check back in, and now Sporer has it stolen away. Addison Hanson going to pick it up and ends up traveling with the basketball. She lost the dribble and then picked it up, took an extra step in there, and the official calls it travel.
Yeah, and you really can't have that after such a good job getting the steal there and just having the mistake of not knowing where you were at and picking up the dribble.
Zoe Rasmussen handling that point guard role this time. Defending her again is Hanson, and Hanson again going for the steal. Will come up with the steal. Coming out of there with it is Lauren. Bounces it back over into the hands that time of Hanson, and she'll lay it up and in. And we've got another lead change here at 7-6, our fourth lead change. And now Cadence Brandon's four pushing it up. Double team comes. We're going to get a reach-in foul. And is that going to go on Huff, or is that going to go on Conlon, who came over to help? It's going to go on Cameron Huff. That's going to be her first. And the second, only the second, with 2:40 to go in the first quarter against the Titans here early in the game.
Yeah, and Coach Peterson definitely voicing his opinion about that, as he thought there should have been at least a couple more there, but he finally gets one, and they'll have an inbound with about 2:40 left.
Taryn Peterson back into the ballgame for Brabham. She'll catch it out near the half-court line, defended out there by Caitlin. Peterson works it over on the left side, wants to come off a screen by Jalen. They want to run a pick and roll. They find Miller at the free throw line. Back up top to Taryn, penetrates down the left side, drives in, floater up long, and the weak side of rebound taken out of there by Conlon. Head, they work it now to Lauren. Lauren will get it up across half court. 2:15 to go first quarter, 7-6 GTRA. Caitlin out high on the right side, 10-foot line on the volleyball floor, goes over the left side to Hanson. Back off now, Caitlin driving in, or Lauren, excuse me, ball knocked away, it's loose on the floor, and it's going to be Zoe Rasmussen coming up with it. She's just going to be strong enough to rip it away from anybody from GTRA. Four now off to Taryn. Long three on the way up. In and out. No good. And the battle for the rebound, it's still loose. Riley Miller will clear it. They get it to Taryn. Her jumper inside up. No good. And Jalen Peterson grabbing another rebound. She's going to be fouled on the play.
Yeah, and Coach Peterson's squad showing more signs of physicality, just going after the board as they were kind of struggling with that earlier. Now just trying to get anything they can get and trying to keep it here.
Jenna Conlon picked up her first. Miller will check out. Checking back in is Harlow Miller. So Riley Miller out, Harlow Miller in. They get it to Jalen inside. Kick out passes four. Pump fake drives in. Pull up jumper, and she took an extra step. She's going to be called for the travel. And the turnover going to give it back over now to GTRA. You can see both teams kind of, forcefully, the Spartans hustling and hurrying a little bit too much on offense.
Yeah, and I feel like that's not where they want to be. They wanted to be in GTRA's position to start out the game, but the GTRA has just basically been using that against them, and they've not been able to get into that.
Caitlin will bring it up. They work it over on the left side to Hanson. Back over to Hanson on the left wing. She's going to fire up a three as they backed away. It's up no good. Arlo Miller with her fourth rebound off to Tyranet. Rasmussen out in front of the pack. Karen going to drive down, spins in the lane, gets it off to Spore. Over now to Jalen, right side, top of the key. Jalen looks to drive, pull-up jumper from six, in and out, no good. Harlow, the offensive rebound, put back, no good, and it's cleared this time by Hanson. Hanson will run it up, GTRA wanting to foul, they're letting these teams play. Spore will come up with a steal, third steal of the night for the Spartans. Off to Taren, three on two. Down to Rasmussen, great shooter in the left corner. Off to Peterson, that's Taren on the left side. Minute to go here in the first quarter. We're going to get an offensive foul on Harlow Miller trying to post up inside. They wanted to feed it to her, and she was fighting for that position but called for the offensive foul.
Yeah, and I think when she kind of bumped with her elbow there, that's when they finally called it. They were going to kind of let it play out, but then once she took that elbow back, they're like, yeah, we got to call that.
7-6 right now in favor of GTRA. Minute one to go. Titans with the basketball. They're going left to right across your radio dial. Spartans in their home white uniforms. They're in a 2-3 zone. Bringing it up is Cameron Huff. Off now into the hands of Lauren. Back over to Cameron. Cameron gets it back off to Lauren. Pump fake. Good job of closing out that time by Spore. Back to Cameron. Taryn's going to defend. She'll get to the right side. Pull-up jumper from seven. Up no good. Jalen with her third rebound. Bounces it off to Spore. About 4 seconds difference between the shot and game clock. Taren over to Jalen, drives in on the left side, gets down to the rim and lays it up and in off the left block.
Yeah, and good job there by Peterson getting her leverage and using that inside hand for the easy two.
Jalen's got 4-8-7. Spartans with the lead. Titans will hold for the final shot of the quarter. They get it over to Caitlin on the left side. Back up top now to Lauren. Lauren dribbles it right side or left side top of the key. Skip pass over to Collin in the right corner. Collin's pass tipped away by Peterson. It's into the backcourt. We've got a collision as both Taren Peterson and Cameron up sprinting after that one. It's going to be out of bounds. Last touch by Taren. The Titans will have it with 4.9 seconds remaining here in the quarter.
Yeah, good effort there by both girls. Is Peterson able to tip it and just try to get down there and hustle and try to force the turnover? She was slow to get up, but she looks to be okay.
Yeah, Taryn's a competitor. You could probably chop both legs off and she'd find a way to still get out there and play. Jumper by Cameron up, no good. And the Titans will hold an 8-7 lead at the end of the first quarter. Defensive game like we expected here in this first quarter. Second quarter is 1 minute away right here on 93.7 at KKRL.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Hey, everyone. Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry. Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Spartans up 8-7 here as we head to the second quarter here tonight on Kate Carroll in the jam-packed Carroll High School Gymnasium. Winner heads to the state tournament next Wednesday at the KC Center down in Des Moines. Jop Lankman, Jackson Kerrigan with the Titans with the basketball. Five lead changes out of seven baskets in that first quarter. Driving in is Hanson. She's going to dump it inside, but a whistle and a foul going to go on the Spartans. That'll be their first here in the quarter. That is going to go on Riley Miller. The talented 5'8 junior picking up her first. Riley, of course, is our two-time All-Rewinded Softball Player of the Year, one of the elite softball players in the entire state of Iowa. Long three on the way left side by Lauren Huff. That's short, but the rebound right into the hands of Collin. She'll push the putback, and right there is Harlow Miller. Off now to Spore, ahead to Taren. Layup on the other end up, no good. Jalen Peterson, the offensive rebound. Ball is going to be kicked back out now to Spore. Over to Taren, three on the way left side, top of the key, no good. Harlow up high, had the rebound. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. It's going to stay on this end, and that could go on Cameron Huff. Nope, it's going to go on Addison Hanson. That's going to be number one on her. And that'll be the first, as Conlon will check out, and Caitlin Huff going to check back in for the Titans. 7:28 go first quarter. Spartans on top here, 8-7. They put three over on that left side. They lob it into Jalen. Now to Terran inside the lane. Terran spins, kicks it out to Miller. Three on the way up. No good. And the rebound battled for Harlow. Battling right now. It's going to go out of bounds off of the Titans. It's going to stay with the Spartans. As hustling along with Miller that time was Cameron Huff.
Yeah, and GTRA just not able to keep it in there. They had the rebound there, and then Miller just came in and kind of tipped it off the leg there, so it's going to stay right here.
Riley looking to get it inbounds. Got to get it inbounds. She'll find Terran open left side. Penetrates back up top. Now backs it back out. They'll reset. 30 on the shot clock. Dribbles into the lane. Goes up. Shot is blocked. No foul called on that one, and now we get a foul inside. There was a lot of contact on that shot, and then Riley Miller gets whistled for the foul after the shot, trying to reach in. I don't know how there wasn't a foul on that shot.
Yeah, and I definitely heard some contact there. I mean, maybe she could have got the ball before she got the arm there of Miller, but I don't know. Definitely an interesting call.
Cameron over to Caitlin. And now Taryn Peterson jumps the passing lane. I think they made her mad on that no call. She'll drive down. Shot up no good and a whistle and a foul. That's going to go on Lauren Huff. That is her first, and that is going to be the second against the Titans here in this quarter. So Taryn Peterson at the line. The 5'8 junior, 20 points, 5 assists, 6 steals, 4 rebounds per game, a 72% free throw shooter on the season, and the first one is up and good. What a great crowd that we have here tonight. I tell you what, you got to love to see this many people in a gym cheering on high school kids.
Back to back, as much with Coon and Audubon last night, yep, for the boys. Not as much upstairs, but it was still really packed and really loud for the good part of the game.
Taryn's second free throw rolls off. Caitlin Huff will bring it up for the Titans. Brings it over on the left wing. Skip pass now over to the right side to Weiss. Weiss with it. Gets it off now to Hansen. Back up top to Cameron. Cameron penetrates in. Jump stop into the lane. Kick out pass to Caitlin. She'll drive in left side. Going to be tied up by Jalen. The ball is going to roll loose. Titans will gather it in. Back to Cameron. Drives in. Jump stop in the lane. And we're going to get a travel. We're going to go against it. Cameron Huff. And this game is really physical early on.
Yeah, and I think both teams kind of like playing that way. You know, just want to keep up and kind of match each other's aggressiveness here.
Just hope it doesn't get out of control. That's the only concern when games can get this physical. 6.5 to go here, first half. Taryn Peterson will bring it up. Spartans will lead it here, 9-7. Taryn finds Jalen on the left elbow. They had four wide open underneath the basket right side. Missed her. Harlow Miller now with it. Over to Taryn, left side, top of the key. Titans will stay man-to-man. Taryn dribbles over to the right side, and we're going to get a hold call. That's going to go on Hansen, number two on her. So that's the first player for GTRA with more than one. They've done a nice job of getting some fouls, but everybody had one until that point.
Yeah, just keeping it clean so far, especially with swiping at the ball so much here. And definitely don't want to get in foul trouble with this Exire Oklahoma Kimbleton team
really
shooting free throws.
Really forcing Taryn to go left, and now they try to get it inside. Spohr trying to feed it into Harlow, and she is going to be fouled inside. And that one is going to go on Lauren Huff, so she's now got two here in the ballgame. That is four against the Titans, and that's going to get Conlon back into the ballgame. She'll check in for Hansen. One more, and the Spartans get to shoot free throws the rest of the quarter. Taryn going to inbound. They'll put four across the baseline. They get it off now to Spohr in the left corner. Brings it up on the wing. Back out to Taryn. Taryn, crossover dribble, gets in the lane. Step through move on that Euro step. Shot up no good. Harlow grabs the rebound. Put back no good. Swats the rebound. It'll be pulled in by Cameron. Cameron Huff now bringing it up. Works it down the right side. Little Euro step move. Maybe a travel, but a tough shot, and it goes. And we are tied for the first time here tonight at 9-9.
Good little Euro step there to the basket. Jeff almost lost her footing, but able to finish the play.
Yeah, that was a tough shot in traffic, off balance. That tells you the talent of Cameron Huff. Taryn Peterson with it, drives in, runner off the left side, up no good. Weak side rebound taken down by Lauren. Lauren will bring it ahead. Lob pass down. That's going to be tipped by Taryn into the hands of Spohr. Spohr with it, off to Taryn left side. Skip past that is going to be tipped, and it'll be tracked down by Spohr, and we get a timeout called by Tom Peterson. He wants to settle his club down. 9-9, 5:14 to go first half. We're back in 30 seconds here on 93.7 KKRL.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
America.
We welcome you back here on 93.7 KKRL. Taryn Peterson with the basketball. 9-9 Spartans right now. Tied here. Taryn Peterson drives in left-handed scoop. It's going to be out of bounds. And they're going to say last touch by the Titans. And that's one of those, they didn't want to call the foul, so they give the ball, even though it went off of Taryn, back to the Spartans, so they will benefit with getting the ball. Taryn Peterson looking to inbound. They'll box it up this time around the lane. Looks to get it in. They'll lob it into Jay Lynn. She'll catch it on the wing. Lots of contact over to Taryn. Now up top to Spore. Spore dribbles down the left side. Kicks it off to Jay Lynn. Drives in. Shot off the block. No good. And a whistle and a foul. And that is going to go, I think, on Conlon number two. And that is going to be the call. And that is number two on Jenna Conlon. So that is five fouls. And we've got two free throws coming up for Jay Lynn Peterson. Spartans will shoot free throws the rest of the quarter. Free throw on the way is not being good. Spartans back on top here by a score right now of 10-9. Shout out to Lynn Spies. Listen to the ball game here tonight. Second free throw on the way up. Good as well. And it's an 11-9 lead for Exiro Crun Kimbleton. Cameron Huff bringing it up. Works it now over to Caitlin. Up top to Lauren. Lauren comes off a screen by Cameron. Finds Conlon right corner. They work it back on the wing. Pass tipped again that time by Taryn. She'll get it into the hands of Spore off of that tip. Spore will run it up the left side, takes it down on the wing. They cut Taryn to the basket, and she travels. She wanted to go up with the shot, changed her mind, tried to get the dribble down, just didn't get it down inside.
Yeah, definitely one of those plays where you had your mind made, and then you're like, oh, I got to go back, and it's already too late. So, but I will say, Jeff, GTRA, with that not as much depth on the bench, they're playing really well.
Yep.
With this team that has more of a depth on the bench.
Yeah, they're used to this. They've played 20-some games already this year with just six girls.
Yeah.
Cameron brings it up, works it over on the left side. You imagine the conditioning and the sprinting that these girls have to do every day in practice to be able to play at this tempo all game long and really very rarely sub out. Caitlin Huff driving in, lost it on the way up. It's going to be out of bounds. She was knocked to the floor trying to split between the double team there as Zoe Rasmus and then Harlow Miller. So Spartans that time may be catching a break on a no call.
Yeah, and I think that definitely could have been a foul call there. They had their hands up, but I think that shoulder kind of went in, but just no call.
Taryn's going to bring it up, works it up across half court, defended by Conlon, comes off a screen by Harlow, skip pass, Rasmussen, three on the way up, good! Zoe Rasmussen, she is a fantastic shooter. She'll come up with the three, Spartans with their largest lead here at 14-9. Bounce pass over to Cameron on the right wing, pass up top. They work it back over to the left side now to Hanson. She's trying to answer her three up, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by GTRA. That's Caitlin Huff. She's going to drive in. We're going to get a whistle and a foul inside. Going to go against the Spartans. That one's going to go on Zoe Rasmussen, who just drained at that three. That'll be her first, the third against the Spartans. We're going to get a timeout on the floor called by the Titans. It is a right now a 6-2. Second quarter, 3:41 to go. Spartans on top, 14-9. Jackson and I are back in 30 seconds on KKRL.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
Mike and Jackson here, get back here with you again on 93.7 at KKRL. Jackson, how have the Spartans built this 14-9 lead?
I think just working inside more and getting to the free throw line with those couple of fouls they've gotten, but also getting those steals as well. I mean, GTRA, I think, has more steals right now, but the Spartans have forced some pretty good turnovers so far, and that's led to them getting this lead. And also, I think finding Rasmussen on that corner three, they've been trying to go to her all game, just haven't been able to get there, and I think that might be something that you got to do here if you're Coach Peterson, is trying to find her open three-point shots.
Have they done a good enough job getting that ball inside?
Oh, I do think for sure. I think Miller's just, with her size, though, even should be the advantage, but she's just having a tough time down low with the physicality.
Inbounds pass comes into Conlon. They'll work it back up top. It's Spore jumps the passing lane, tightens out on the break. It is a layup from Peterson. It's up no good, but there's an offensive rebound by Jalen Peterson, and she'll get that one to fall.
Yeah, just not ending the play there, just continuing to fight, getting the offensive rebound and getting the put back.
Three-point shot up no good. Rasmussen will tip the rebound out of bounds. 16-9, largest lead of the game for Exirocorn Kimbleton. Conlon will check out. Checking back into the ballgame is Lauren Huff, the 5'5 freshman for the Titans. She'll inbound it. They'll put four across the free throw line all the way across the floor. Lobs it in out high on the left side to Hansen near the C on the Tiger emblem out there. Cameron Huff with it. Back over now to Caitlin. Back over on the right wing to Lauren. She's going to fire up a three. It's up no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Taryn Peterson. 3-on-1 break. Taryn left side to Rasmussen. They try to kick it back. They get it to Spore. Back to Taryn. Up top to Jalen. Jalen looking to drive. Ball knocked away. Saves it. It's loose on the floor. It's sitting on the back that time of Jalen. We've got about five different girls that touch it before it finally goes out of bounds off of Taryn Peterson.
Yeah, I think that was just last second. Kind of rolled off the back there of Exirocorn Kimbleton, but I think Peterson's hand just came in there last second to tip it out.
Weiss will check out. Conlon back in for GTRA. And it just seems like sometimes the Spartans know how quick this defense is. They're just playing too fast offensively. They got to slow down the game in their mind anyway. Cameron skips it now over to Caitlin. She'll drive in length, crashes into Harlow, and travels with the basketball. Good defense by Harlow Miller.
Yeah, just ran into a brick wall there in Harlow Miller. She was getting ready to go up, and then Harlow with just her hands up, able to block her, and she had to just come down and eat the travel.
And Caitlin a little bit banged up on that one. She'll check out, and Weiss has to check back into the ballgame. 2:45 to go first half. Our Mackey Motors halftime report coming up. 16-9 Spartans with the lead. Taryn will bring it up, works it up across half court, finds Spore on the left side. Spore with it. Defended out there by Lauren. Kick pass over to Rasmussen on the right side. That one's going to bound out of bounds. It was touched by GTRA and then went off of Rasmussen's fingertips as she reached down to grab it.
Yeah, and I think Rasmussen just went to get it, and I think where she thought it was going to bounce, it wasn't there, and it bounced a little bit forward, so it went right through her hands and out of bounds.
Conlon back out. Caitlin back onto the floor. For GTRA, again, they have three Huffs on the floor trying to call them by their first name. I'm trying to do my best with Exirocorn Kimbleton, two Millers and two Petersons on the floor. So I try to call them by their first name so everybody knows which Peterson, which Miller, which Huff that we're talking about. Cameron will bring it up. 2:24 to go here in the first half. They back away from her. She's a good shooter. She'll fire up that three. It's no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Harlow Miller. I've got her for eight rebounds. Now over to Taryn. Taryn looks to bring it up. Crossover dribble works it up the middle of the floor towards the left side. Defended out top as they again try to force her left. She'll attack against Caitlin. Penetrates down to the baseline. Little floater up in. Good.
Yeah, good little fake there. Looking like she was going to go back right and jump back out, but then goes back in left and takes the easy layup.
Taryn Peterson now with five here in the ballgame, but it's an 18-9 lead. Weiss with it, looking to drive in. Cut off in that 2-3 zone. Stripped away by Taryn. That's her fifth steal in the ballgame. Taryn has the dribble. Minute 40 to go here in the first half. Peterson will bring it up, backs it out near the scorer's table. Now looks to attack, gets in the lane. Over to Rasmussen, three up. Good! Second three for Zoe Rasmussen. Taryn Peterson with the assist. It's 21-9 in favor of it. The Spartans shot up no good. Long rebound to Caden Spore. Tracks it down. Takes it down. Has Taryn runner with her. Gets it to her inside. The layup is up and good. We're probably going to get a timeout here by GTRA. Maybe not. It's 23-9 right now in favor of Exirocorn Kimbleton. GTRA with the ball. They'll work it over to Hansen. Hansen drives in. Bounce pass underneath the Weiss. And the layup's up and good. That'll end the run for the Spartans. A 14-0 run for Exirocorn Kimbleton puts them up 23-9, now 23-11. 47 seconds to go here in the half. Taryn with it out high on the left side. Looks to work it. Taking some time off the shot clock, down to 13. Taryn takes it down to the wing. Skip pass now over to Rasmussen. She'll catch. Down to Spore. They'll find the cutter, Jalen. Shot up off the right block. Off the rim, no good. Weiss will come down to the rebound. Titans can settle for the final shot. 21 seconds to go. Weiss will bring it up top to Cameron. Cameron drives in the lane. Kick out pass to Weiss. Right side, top of the key. Spartans in their 2-3 zone. Caitlin with it. Now off to Lauren. Left side, top of the key. Down to 6 seconds. Back off to Hanson. Now a long three up. No good. And the rebound taken down by Miller. Titans didn't get a good shot on that last possession. That was from the 10-foot line on the volleyball floor. It's all Spartans in the second quarter. They give up just 4 points. They put 15 on the board. They outscore them 15-4 to take a 23-11 lead at the halftime. We're back with our Mackey Motors halftime report next on 93.7 at KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
Halftime show here tonight brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well. At MackeyMotors.com, St. Albert leading right now. Coon Rapids Bear 20-13 at the end of the first quarter here. It is Xyrocker and Kimbledon on top of GTRA 23-11 at the F. Jeff Langman, Jackson, Kerrigan. Jackson, what has stood out? How did the Spartans go on that 14-0 run in the second quarter?
You know, with the slow start just kind of out of the gate right away, and then in that second quarter, I think Jalen and Taryn were able to find their footing and just get kind of go at their own pace there, but also finding Zoe Rasmussen for those two threes, I think, were definitely kind of the key thing in that run, was finding her open. I think that's where they're going to have to potentially look the rest of the game, is trying to get her some open shots.
You mentioned early on that the Spartans seem to be dominating the glass a little bit. You've got Harlow Miller with 9, Jalen and Cadence 4, each with 4. What have they done on the boards that made you feel like they were really in control of the backboards?
I think just using their height to their advantage there and just being more physical. And I think it doesn't really help when GTRA is running that 5 out on offense there. So it's a little tough to get rebounds. But they're still finding ways to, you know, give Exira a run for their money on the rebounding, just not able to come out with it every time.
The 2-3 zone's been pretty effective. I will say this, though. I think GTRA's been getting some good looks at times. They just didn't shoot it very well in the first half. So if you're Tom Peterson, what do you do in that defense in the second half? Because you know that if you keep giving GTRA some open looks, eventually them shots are probably going to start to fall.
I think you can stick with it for a little bit longer there, I think, but I don't think you go to a full man with that, seeing how they haven't been able to knock it down. But I guess I don't know really what defense you'd really draw that up other than would be a man. I guess you could put three up front and two back, but I don't know what you would really do.
What can they do in that 2-3 maybe to be able to take away some of those open looks in the from the three-point line?
I don't really know, to be honest. I mean, they're doing the best they can, just kind of playing down low. I feel like what has been the problem right before the end of the quarter is they kind of is GTRA has been running that backdoor cutter, and that's how they've been kind of scoring, especially with Weiss. Weiss having some really good open looks from that backdoor cut. I think that's definitely something that Coach Peterson might want to eliminate.
Titans right now trail it here as the Spartans, again, with that 14-0 run. They lead it 23-11 at the halftime. Jackson and I are back with more of our halftime report. I'll run you through our unofficial statistics when we come back next right here on 93.7 KRL.
New Way Auto Group.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Live here from the Gatorade broadcast booth, distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Garrel. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. 23-11. Exira Kern-Kimbledon right now leading GTRA. Let's take a look at our unofficial numbers here in the first half. For GTRA, Cameron Huff just with two. She averages 16 a game. Addison Hansen with two. She averages 13 a game. Maya Weiss with four, and Lauren Huff with three. She averages 11 a game, so a really good job. Caitlin Huff, scoreless in the first half, comes in averaging 16 a game, so the Spartans 2-3 defense has done a really nice job. For GTRA, they are 0-1 from the free throw line in that first half of play. For the Spartans, Jalen Peterson, 8 points to go with four rebounds. Riley Miller with two rebounds. Taryn Peterson, 7 points, a rebound, three assists, and five steals. Harlow Miller, 2 points, 9 rebounds, and Cadence and Brandon's four with 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals. Zoe Rasmussen, 6 points to go with a steal. The Spartans, 3 of 4 from the free throw line in that first half of play. Jackson, you were talking a little bit about it during the commercial break there. What a jam-packed gymnasium. See Sean Burke standing across the way. You saw some Carroll kids. I think Talon Crandall, I didn't see who the first two kids were. Talon Crandall last. You get Carroll kids here. We mentioned Daniel Toff sitting across the way. I see Jenna Subert and Olivia Squibb and Cassidy Wink over there. I saw Bryce Stevenson from Peyton Sherdan. You saw some other kids here earlier as well.
Yeah, I feel like definitely this is one of those games where you don't really have a dog in a fight. Your school's not playing, but you want to see. You want to see,
yep,
you know, the schools go, like you mentioned. It's not anything to do with you, but it'd be cool to see this team go, teams like this go to state.
Absolutely, and I see Abby Wanzer across the way over there and stuff, and some of the Audubon kids sitting across the way, and and stuff. So good to see them across the way. Now, it must be, is that Hawaiian night? Is that what you would call that? They got the luau on and
Hawaiian
all that stuff over
theme,
there?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but I'm too old to usually think of themes. Last time I mentioned a theme, I called it Ugly Sweater Night, and it wasn't. It was just Christmas Sweater Night, and I call it Ugly Sweater Night. So I try to stay away most of the time from picking out what night, you know, and what the theme is.
Well, I hope you can notice what GTRA is, at least. If you can't notice that...
I can't see them, so you tell me, is it a white out?
Yeah, it's
okay.
White.
Okay. I can only see a couple of, you know, the tops of their heads and stuff, because this place is jam-packed. There's, what, 7 media outlets covering the game tonight?
Pretty much,
So, there's not much space up here this evening. Spartans will have the ball to start the second half of play. They lead it here 23-11. Canaan's Brandon Sporer again going to inbound it to Taryn Peterson. Spartans going left to right across your radio dial here in this second quarter. They'll get it over to Peterson on the left wing. Got it from Jaylen. Taryn with it. Bounces it again into Jaylen on the block. Jaylen spins in the lane. Fires one up. No good. We've got a tie-up on the rebound. Harlow Miller that time tied up by Lauren Huff. And the possession there will favor GTRA.
And almost able to hit the falling down shot there was Peterson. Almost looked like there was enough contact to draw the foul, but no call.
So Cameron Huff will bring it up. Spartans start again in that 2-3 zone. Wanted to go left, now comes back right. Now comes over to the left side to Caitlin. Over on the left wing to Lauren, back to Caitlin. They got Weiss running the baseline. They'll take it away. Taryn tips the pass and then going to be called for the foul. She was trying to track down the loose ball. Cameron Huff will get to the ball first. And then Taryn bounces into her and knocks her down for the foul. That's number 2 on Taryn Peterson. First against the Spartans here in the third quarter.
Yeah, and Xyra kind of flipping the script, now going the way they wanted to start the game, but GTRA kind of did that and getting those turnovers and stuff, and now Xyra kind of going that way.
Caitlin dribbles over to the right elbow, kick pass left side to Cameron. Her three up, no good. Rebound tipped out. Spore tries to save it and does. Oh, there we go. There's the call. She saved it off of Hansen. At first, I thought he was pointing Titan ball, but he was pointing at the Titan player that Caden's Brandon Spore knocked it off of. So it will be Spartan basketball.
Yeah, clipped it right off her foot as she kind of jumped out of bounds there, and I was thinking the same thing, but then they finally turned around and got white ball.
Yep, so the winner again heads to the state tournament. Quarterfinals for Class 1A will be next Wednesday. Inside to Riley Miller, and the layup's up and good for Riley Miller.
Court awareness by Peterson, really good. They're able to find the wide-open Miller.
That matches the largest lead. Weiss with the offensive rebound on the other end. Pass up, stolen away by Riley Miller. Ahead now to Taryn, but that pass is stolen back by Caitlin. Caitlin will bring it up, gets it up across half court, down to the right corner. They work it to Hansen. Cutting through is Cameron. They'll find her just above the block. Back over now to Hansen. Her long three up, no good. Weak side rebound taken out by Caitlin. Blocked by Riley Miller with a whistle and a foul. Going to go against Riley Miller. Looked like it was clean up top. That's going to be 3 on Riley. That'll get Zoe Rasmussen into the ballgame. Heading to the free throw line is Caitlin Huff, the 5'5 sophomore. Averages 16 points a game, scoreless tonight, 53% from the free throw line, and the first one's up and good. And the one thing you worry about that, sometimes, Jackson, all it takes is a good player to get a free throw to go, and things can start to click for them.
Yeah, and that's sometimes all you need is an offense, too, is you just need somebody to score so you can get your heads back in the game and get something going and trying to get back into the game.
Caitlin Huff knocks down both. Will come out with some light pressure. Spore will bring it up, gets it off to Taryn, attacks down the left side, now bounces it to Jaylen just inside the left elbow, and we're going to get an offensive foul. They're going to call her for clearing out as Weiss went to the ground. So that's 2 quick fouls on the Spartans here in the second half. That's the first of the night against Jaylen Peterson. We've got it looks like an M&M or something down on the court. The official playing, kicking it out of the way, maybe a Skittles. And Jeff Storyhun moving it a little further off of the court. A good job by Story Hunt. We know he's good for something, right?
Oh, except for taking wonderful pictures, as always.
Absolutely. He's a dear friend. Cameron with it. Now off into the hands of Caitlin. Over to Lauren. Left side, top of the key. Spartans stay in their 2-3 zone. Lauren tries to drive in. Feeds it to Caitlin. It's a loose in the lane. And the Spore that time flipped it up into the hands of Harlow, who couldn't quite grab it. And as Caitlin is going to come up with it, we're going to get a reach-in foul now. And that's going to go on Jaylen Peterson. So that is 2 on Jaylen Peterson here in this quarter. She's now got 2 in the game and 4 quick fouls on the Spartans here in the quarter.
Yeah, and definitely not something you want to get into here early, as GTRA definitely one of those teams that can make the free throws, and it can be crucial here for Exira if they keep giving up free throws.
Cameron Huff drives in, finds the cutter on the baseline, Hanson, and she'll lay it up and in. She's got four on the night. The lead is down to 10 at 25-15. Taryn on the left side drives in, gets in the lane, now out to Jalen, right side top of the key to Harlow down on the block. Harlow has it, knocked away that time. Going down to grab the ball and a travel call going to go against Lauren Huff. She grabbed it laying on the ground and then rolled over. That's where the travel came from.
Yeah, just a little bit of it forward there, and I think that one was just destined to happen as soon as she kind of went to the floor there. I don't know that you could really avoid that.
Taryn Peterson lobs it into Harlow in the lane. Shot is up, no good. A rebound taken out of there that time by Caitlin. Long pass down. They'll lob it underneath. They've got Weiss wide open under the basket. Shot's up and good. And Tom Peterson may be thinking about a timeout here, and we've got the timeout all on the floor as the Titans have come out here in the third quarter on a 6-2 run. We'll step away, take a break, back right after this on 93.7 at KKRL.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
The regional final tonight over on Kick 106.7. Coon Rapids Bear down 5, 34-29 at halftime down at Harlan. They're playing St. Albert tonight. We've got Mason Nealon on the broadcast there. Again, the winner there also advancing to the 1A state tournament. Be great to see both the Crusaders and the Spartans out of the Rolling Valley Conference get themselves to the state tournament.
And two local teams for you as well. You'd be a busy man down there at the Casey Center.
I would. I would certainly enjoy that. Cadence Brandon Spore going to inbound. Spartans have kind of solved that 2-3 zone here the last few trips. They'll get it into Taryn. Spartans have not looked good offensively. They get it to Zoe in the right corner up to the wing. Now to Spore, left side to Taryn. Taryn dribbles it over on the left wing. Now penetrates down to the baseline. Drives in, kick pass to the corner. Zoe open for three. Up. Good! Zoe Rasmussen with her third three-year of the ballgame. That's a good answer. 28-19 now in favor of the Spartans. Cameron penetrates down right side, comes to a jump stop, kicks it out to Lauren, three on the way up, no good off the front of the rim. Spore will clear the rebound, and we're going to get a foul in the backcourt, going to go against the GTRA.
Yeah, GTRA ever since the first quarter just struggling from the three-point line, still continuing to shoot in that five wide, but just not able to find it. And like I said, Jeff, there with Rasmussen, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Just keep going, and they'll eventually find her and get the three.
Caitlin Huff with the foul. That's going to be her second first against the Titans here in the third quarter. Spore will bring it up, works it towards the right side, top of the key. Now they find Jalen at the free throw line. That was tipped out to the top of the key. She'll gather it, gets it to Rasmussen, right side, back inside to Jalen. Now to Harlow. That ball going to be knocked out of bounds. Diving for that one. Great effort by Cameron Huff. She wasn't going to get there unless she dove. She dove to keep that one away from Harlow Miller.
Yeah, and I think if you don't do that there, you're probably potentially giving up an easy bucket there for Miller. So just trying to create any form of way to stop that.
Weiss out. Coming back in is Conlon for GTRA. Taryn will lob it to Jalen. Left side, top of the key. Penetrates. Now layup is up. No good. Rebound tipped. And we're going to get a foul. Going to go inside. And that is going to go, I think, on Harlow Miller. And that is going to be the call. That'll be number two on the 6-1 senior. Team foul number five. So with 4:28 to go here in the quarter, GTRA shooting free throws the rest of the way. And I think they're going to send, looks like, Cameron Huff to the free throw line. An 88% free throw shooter on the season has not attempted a free throw yet tonight. So this is a way for GTRA to chisel away at this lead, Jackson, without the clock running.
And I definitely think that's, you're going to want to make these free throws here. You know, good free throw percentage as she misses the first, but definitely something you want to capitalize off is being in the bonus and getting those free throws.
Second free throw coming up here. She missed the first. Second one on the way, up and good. So the lead is trimmed to 10 here at 28-18. Taryn Peterson up the right side of the floor. Works it across half court, picked up out there by Caitlin. Works it now into the half court circle, finds Jalen right side top of the key. Jalen rolls down the right side, attacks, and we're going to get a hold call, and that's going to go on Hanson. That's going to be number three on Hanson, team foul number two on the Titans, and the Spartans will inbound, it looks like, down on the baseline. Weiss going to check back into the game. Hanson will check out. Spartans going to box it up the way it looks on the right side of the floor here with Rasmussen inbounding it. Again, Jeff Story on in the house taking photos tonight for us. They'll be, will be free to download on the Jeannie Kirkhoff Facebook page. Karen Peterson up top, skips it left side to Rasmussen on the baseline. Up to the wing by Rasmussen, now off to Taryn. Taryn works it down to the wing, finds Harlow at the free throw line, back out to Taryn. She'll fire up a long three, up off of the back of the rim, no good. Long rebound tipped out and tracked down by Taryn Peterson. Taryn attacks the lane, shot is up and good. Good job at that time of going to the rim from Taryn Peterson, the lead's 12.
Yeah, and golden opportunity there for Peterson, tipped right back to her there and just had a wide open lane there for the floater.
Caitlin will bring it up, gets it over now to Lauren, three on the way up, good. And that is the second three of the night, and the second, both of them coming from Lauren Hoff, it's 30-21.
Much needed three there from GTRA as they've been struggling since the first quarter.
3:25 to go here. 30-21, the lead down to 9, it's been up to 16. It is Brandon's four, drives in, gets to the rim, kick out pass to Rasmussen. Back off now to Taryn on the left side. Taryn picks up the dribble, skips it back over to Spore. Spore inside to Harlow at the rim. Shot is up and good. Harlow Miller with her second bucket. That stretches it back to an 11-point game at 32-21. Caitlin over to Lauren. Back to Caitlin through her fingertips. It'll be tracked down on the sideline by Conlon. Back up to Lauren, drives down. Bounce pass inside to the Cotter. It's loose. It's going to go out of bounds off of the Titans. It'll be Spartan basketball up 32-21. 2:49 to go here in the third quarter. We're going to get a 30-second timeout by GTRA. Let's go ahead and keep it here. What have the Spartans done after kind of giving up that 6-2 run to get this back down to a single-digit game? It's been single digits, double digits, single digits. How have they kind of held them off?
I think just kind of fighting for the offensive rebound on the offense side, but also staying with that zone there and being confident in their zone and creating the turnovers there, as Peterson, she's kind of been all over the place just tipping at anything she can get, but definitely just got to keep that up as GTRA kind of trying to find their way back in the game with the three ball as they had that one a little bit ago.
What is Zoe doing so well with her rhythm tonight to be knocking down the threes when she's getting those opportunities?
I think just knowing like when her time to shoot is, you know, they've been kind of trying to go to her most their last couple possessions, but she knows kind of know when she's supposed to shoot and when she's supposed to get rid of it and not take those contested shots.
32-21, Spartans with the lead and the ball. They'll get it into Spore, defended out there by Cameron. Spore works it up across half court, penetrates down over to Jalen, three on the way left side, in and out, no good. Harlow up high for the rebound, and the putback is up and good. I've got her now with it, 10 rebounds unofficially here tonight. She's got the last 4 points. The lead is 13. Cameron drives in some trouble in the lane. Tries to spin out. We're going to get a 3-second call in the lane. Great defense up top that time for the Spartans.
Yeah, definitely just stonewalling inside, just kind of surrounding her with three defenders there. And also on the offensive rebound by Harlow Miller, using her size to her advantage. And I think that's what Coach Peterson wants to do, is to use her heavily inside.
Spore to bring it up, works it up across half court. Drives down, gets to the rim, layups up and good. They didn't stop the dribble. And Spore with a reverse bucket, the lead of 15. Out to Cameron Huff, three on the way, up off the front of the rim. Long rebound taken down by Lauren. Lauren trapped a lane, out now to Caitlin. Caitlin knocked away that time by Taryn. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be tight basketball, a minute 59 to go.
Yeah, and I think GTRA here having the same struggles as Exira had to start the game, just not really finding much to go here from anywhere and just not being able to get back on defenses. I think they're starting to get a little tired here with not that much depth on the bench, so it's hard to keep those players fresh.
Spartans lead it here by 15, their largest lead of the game off that great dribble penetration by Cadence Brandon's four. Huff with it up top, works it now over to Lauren. Lauren with it, going to fire up a three. It's up off the rim, no good. And it's going to be out of bounds off of the Titans. It'll be Spartan basketball with a minute 47 to go here in this third quarter of play.
Yeah, I think Weiss was just trying to get it off of Peterson there and keep the ball there, but her foot went out of bounds as she touched it.
Cadence Brandon Spore works it up the left side of the floor. Comes off a screen by Jalen. They get it now to Jalen, who drives in. She is going to be fouled on the play. And what a screen that time and roll by Jalen Peterson. And she did a great job of just setting that screen solid. That foul going to go on Lauren Huff, her third. And Peterson, Jay Lynn to the free throw line. 2-2 tonight, 60% on the season. Free throw on the way up, in and out, no good. Got to take advantage here of these free throws in this situation.
Yeah, both teams especially, even though you do have the lead, you definitely want to still make those free throws, because in case GTRA starts to go on a run, you're going to be like, dang, we should have made those free throws early. We could have not been in this situation.
Trevor Miller in the house here tonight. We got a whistle on the free throw. We got a violation. Going to go against the Spartans. So the free throw, even though it went in, doesn't count. We'll see if that comes back to haunt them.
Yeah, I think Rasmussen or Miller, their foot just kind of went a little far in to start, just got a head start.
Cameron Huff brings it up. Spartans, a more veteran ball club, not a senior on this Titan ball club. Pass inside, stolen away. Number six on the night for Taren. They're out on the break, 4-on-1. Taren drives down, layup off the left side, no good. With a whistle and a foul, going to go against the Titans. I think that one's going to go on Caitlin Huff. That's going to be, nope, it's not going to be on Caitlin Huff. Yep, it is. That's going to be number three on her. So that'll be the fourth against the Titans. Only a minute 23 to go, but Taren at the line to shoot two. 1-2 tonight. Free throw on the way up and off the front of the rim. No good. Second one coming up here for Taren Peterson. Taren frustrated with herself. She's so competitive in basketball as her sport. Second one on the way up off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped around, and who's there to track it down? Taren Peterson. She'll drive in, kicks it to Rasmussen, but the ball is loose, knocked out of bounds, and it's going to stay with the Spartans.
Good hustle there by Peterson, not able to get any of the free throws, but still fighting for the ball there and able to keep it here with the Spartans.
Spartans are 0-5 from the free throw line, though, here in this second half. That's going to have to change at some point. Rasmussen into Taren. Taren working right now against Hansen. Crosses over, tries to go left, nothing there. Now tries to go back left. They look for the cutter, nothing there. Picks up the dribble. Gets it over to Spohr, inside to Jalen, off the right block, shot up good, and Caden Spohr with her fifth assist. Jalen now in double digits, the largest lead of the ballgame here. Long shot up, it is a no good, and there is Harlow Miller with the rebound, but she brought it down, and it's going to be tied up. Jump ball is going to favor GTRA, and that's where Harlow's got to use that 6'1 size and keep that ball up. It will be Spartan basketball.
Yeah, just got to pay attention there for Miller. She almost had it stripped away, but able to, last second there, just get the jump ball call.
The inbounds comes to Taren, runs it up the left side, and now we've got a hard collision, and Weiss might be injured on the play. Weiss and Jalen Peterson both going for the ball, and Jalen so strong, caught her in the side, and Weiss landed hard on the ground, and they're going to come out and check on her, as they're going to call somebody out. She's now up, and they're going to bring the coach out. The foul going to go on Jalen Peterson. I'm a little bit surprised on that, because usually that call goes to the offensive player. You had the offensive player and the defensive player both running for the pass, and they end up calling it on the offensive player when they both got to the ball at the same time.
Yeah, and why showing
she
how tough
she took the brunt of that blow. That might be why she caught the call.
Yeah, and definitely a lot of contact. You can hear that from all the way up here, but she is tough, and I think she was trying to stay in the game there, but they weren't going to let her stay in there. She was waving off the sub.
Conlon will head to the free throw line. Conlon, a 29% free throw shooter on the season, has not attempted one yet tonight. The first one's up and good. 38-22 now. Jalen Peterson with three fouls in this quarter, going to check out with 45.2 to go. They might be able to sit her a little while in that fourth quarter as long as they can keep the lead in double digits. Conlon going to make both. That'll cut it to 15 here. Pressure again by GTRA. Caden Spohr going to bring it up. Penetrates down the left side. Comes to a stop near the left elbow. Over to Taren. Drives in. Bounce pass over to Rasmussen. Jumper on the way up. No good. Weak side rebound taken out of there by Caitlin. Shot clock is off as Caitlin brings it up the right side. Penetrates into the lane. Gets down to the right block and lays it up and in. That's her best move of the night. Her first bucket of the night. It's 38-25. I can't quite see what happened there, Jackson.
Spohr got pushed down there on the inbound there.
Okay, so we're going to get a foul. Sorry, folks. This place is so jam-packed. We've got some people sometimes sneaking in the way, so it's hard sometimes for me to see. He just had a better angle. Jenna Conlon going to pick up her third, and Taren Peterson will come down to shoot a couple of free throws.
Yeah, and that last bucket there, I think with Peterson going out, that's giving the advantage to GTRA, is you don't want Peterson to foul out, but it's tough to have a post presence I mean, you have Miller down low, but it's just tough without her on the floor or down there on defense.
Karen just missed another free throw. Each team with five. 19.1 remaining, 38-25 Spartans. Late here in the third quarter, she'll knock that one home. And it's 39 now to 25. Titans trying to get that last shot here. We're going to get a dribble drive and a foul. They're going to wave off the basket. I don't know how the GTRA crowd wanted a continuation. That was about 3 seconds after the whistle blew. So the foul going to go against Brooklyn Brabham. That'll be her first. And it is going to put Addison Hansen at the free throw line, 56% on the season. Titan crowd across the way went crazy there, wanting that to be a continuation. And the free throw is an air ball that time by Hansen. But that was well. This isn't the NBA or the WNBA. You don't get that long for continuation.
Yeah, I think one more step and they'd have got the call there, but definitely a little late.
Second one on the way, short, and the rebound taken down by Harlow over to Spore. And the Spartans score here to end the quarter. Taryn will bring it up down to six. Get pass over to Rasmussen. Catches, fires. Up, no good. And the rebound taken down by Spore. Her shot at the buzzer up, no good. And we are through three quarters of play. It'll be a 14-point lead, 39-25. Our score here, Spartans outscoring the Titans 16-14 in that third. Fourth quarter is 1 minute away here on Kick 106.7 or 93.7 KKRL.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
New Way Auto Group.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
We head here to the fourth quarter tonight on 93.7 at KKRL. Titans with the basketball, Spartans up by 14. Lauren Huff on the left side, down to the corner, three on the way up, no good. Spore will clear the rebound. Spore with her seventh rebound, pushes, they've got numbers, drives down, has it stripped away. Weiss tries to save it, goes sliding into the Spartan or to the other, the Spartan student section. It'll be out of bounds off of Weiss. It'll be Spartan basketball.
Yeah, Spore, trusting her confidence there, almost able to take a coach-to-coach, just had it ripped away last second.
Now lob it into Taryn near half court over on the left side in the C on the Tiger Emblem. Now over to Riley on the right wing. Back up now to Taryn. Taryn near the half court circle, working against Cameron up. Comes off his screen, drives in, runner off the left side, up and good. Used the glass really well. She's got 12. And the lead is back to 16. 41-25 near steal. We're going to get a double dribble. Going to go against the GTRA.
Yeah, and GTRA doing everything they can to try to force Peterson to go left, but she's just finding ways to score, Jeff. I mean, as a player, as a coach, you definitely want to see your player able to go both ways and score on both sides of the ball.
Caden's Brandon Spore with it. They'll try to double team her in the backcourt. In some trouble. We're going to get a good timeout by Tom Peterson. 7:18 left in this one. We'll step away, take a break. Back in 30 seconds here on at KKRL.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
I haven't gotten an update from the Coon Rapids Bear game. They're still in the third quarter, but Mason Nealon did text me and said, Coon's got a really good chance to win this, so they're right in it late in that third quarter. When that one goes to the end of the third, we'll get you an update on it. Be nice to see two teams from the Rolling Valley Conference make it down to the state tournament, especially two teams we cover. Ball tipped out of bounds that time by Lauren Hoff. It'll stay with the Spartans. 7:13 left in this one. They're up 16. Haven't trailed since Jalen Peterson put him up 8-7. Jalen catches it and lays it up and in. Right down on the left block as Four was able to find her. 18-point lead, their largest. Nice pass underneath from Hoff. And laying it up and in is Hansen. That'll be a quick answer. 43, now 27. Pass underneath to Jalen. Open again, and there is Riley Miller with the assist. And things have gotten very quick here all of a sudden. 45-27. That matches their largest lead. They had it just a moment ago. Back-to-back buckets for Jalen. Caitlin with it now over to Cameron. Long three on the way. In and out. No good. Harlow Miller with the rebound. Gets it off to Spore. I got Harlow with 12 rebounds. She had 13 against Griswold the other night. Now to Taryn. Taryn will penetrate in. Finds Jalen cutting in. Caught it. And ends up traveling with the basketball. Good defense that time by Caitlin to just force her to stumble just a little bit.
Yeah, and almost got her arm wrapped around her there. I think she last second put her arm up, or else I think they would have got her there for the reach for almost getting her arm wrapped around.
6:18 to go here. Lauren open on the left wing. Three is up, in and out, no good. They didn't have anybody in the rebound, and Jalen will pick up her fifth, and now the ball knocked out of bounds by Hansen. And it is going to actually, yep, it is going to be Spartan basketball. 18-point lead right now for Exirocorn Kimbleton. They look to get down to the state tournament. They'll get it in to Taryn. Taryn with it, ahead to Riley. Over and out to Spore. Spore is going to drive in, attacks. Dump pass inside, stole it away. A little late on the pass. Weiss will come up with the steal. Off to Caitlin. Caitlin will bring it ahead. Kick pass over to Lauren. Thought about the long three. Now up top to Cameron. Cameron penetrates in. Bounce pass inside. Kicked back to her. She'll find Caitlin up top. This time we get the kick. And they're going to inbound it down on the baseline. Will they reset the shot clock? They do not. 23 seconds to go. I know in the NBA they reset the shot clock on a kickball.
Yeah.
Lauren Huff to inbound. They'll spread four all the way across the floor at the free throw line. Lauren lobs it in out high near the scorer's table to Hansen. Hansen with it. Brings it back up top now. Kicks it back over on the left side to Lauren. Back up to Hansen. Over to the right side to Lauren. Lauren trying to get open. They're struggling against this 2-3 zone, trying to penetrate it. Now they kick it to Caitlin over to White's right corner three. That one is short. The rebound taken down by Hansen, and she will be fouled on the play. Either Jalen or Harlow, the guilty party. And if that's on Jalen, that's number four. Lucky it's going to go against Harlow. That is just number three on her. First against the Spartans here in this fourth quarter. Now to put Hansen at the line. 0-2 tonight, 56% on the season. Free throw on the way, up and good. Bounced around the rim and got the shooter's touch. 45-28 now in favor of the Spartans. Second free throw upcoming. It's on the way. This one's going to be short, and the rebound knocked loose. It's going to be picked up by Taryn Peterson. Taryn ahead now to Spore. Spore down to the right corner to Miller. Back over now to Spore. Up to Taryn. Taryn with it. Backs it out. Finds Spore. Spore left side top of the key. Has the dribble. Now gets it back over to Riley. They've got Miller wide open. That's Harlow underneath. But they're just trying to run a little bit of clock right now. This is kind of the old North Carolina four quarters. Now inside to Harlow. Turnaround jumper. No good. And it was for a foul on Weiss. That was going to be number one on her. And the first foul against the Titans here in the fourth quarter.
Great pull there with the North Carolina there from you,
yeah.
Blankman.
Well, you know, Dean Smith, I grew up during that era.
Yeah. Roy Williams.
Yeah, Roy was well after Dean, but yep.
Still ran it, though.
Yep. Harlow Miller at the line. Free throw on the way. Up in no good. Harlow, a 49% free throw shooter on the season. 45-28 in favor of second free throw up, no good. Rebound taken down by Weiss, and we're going to get an over-the-mat call. Going to go against the Spartans. That's going to be on Riley Miller, her fourth. Harlow Miller 0-2 that time at the line. Riley will check out, and checking into the ballgame is going to be Zoe Rasmussen. She's had three big threes here tonight. Weiss will bring it up. Work it over into the left corner to Lauren. Lauren penetrates in on the baseline, crashes into Harlow. Lost it out of bounds, but it's going to be off of Harlow.
You girls can stay up there. Just if you stand up off
Back into the left side now. They work it to Hansen. Hansen with it. Shot is up, partially blocked, and the rebound taken out of there by Jay Lynn. But Jackson, I think she's going to step on the baseline.
Yeah, I think she just stepped on it there by the air ball, and it landed in the perfect spot there to where she couldn't really go anywhere once she caught it.
45-28, 4:47 to go here in the fourth quarter. Now they're going to reset the shot clock.
I thought they were going to overturn it there when he turned around. I'm like, are they going to overturn that?
Lauren's going to inbound it. They spread four again across the free throw line all the way across the court up top to Weiss. Weiss over to the left side. Gets it to Lauren. Up top now to Caitlin. Back over to Lauren. Skip pass. They find Cameron on the right side. Step back three from the wing up long, and that one's going to go in. But it hit the rim, then went up and hit the cables up above that hold the hoop where it's at. So that's going to be out of bounds. And we're going to get a timeout called by the Titans. 4:35 to go. 17-point lead here for Xyro Craig Gimelin. We're back in 30 seconds here on KKRL.
Hey, everyone. Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry. Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
.435 left in this one on 93.7 KKRL. Jeff Blankman along with Jackson Kerrigan. We just got an update on that Coon Rapids Bear game. They trailed St. Albert, but just 47-44. Going into the fourth quarter down in Harlan. That went over on kick 106.7. I think Anna Hart hit a shot late in the quarter that ended that quarter. So they've got a really good chance to pull that one out.
Yeah, and that'll be definitely a great momentum for them going into the tournament if they can pull that off against a really, really good St. Albert team.
And here it is 45-28 in favor of Xyro Corn Kimlin. 4:35 left in this one. Two fouls on the Spartans here in the fourth quarter. One on GTRA. The inbounds pass comes to Spore. Now over to Jaylen. Jaylen looking to bring it up. Gets it up across half court. Works it down on the wing. Picks up the dribble in a little bit of trouble. And now they get a timeout called by Tom Peterson. So the Spartans down to one timeout left, Jackson. The GTRA with two. So this is one of those that probably didn't, you needed to use it there, but probably didn't want to put yourself in a position to have to call that one there.
Yeah, and especially if GTRA goes on a little bit of a run here and makes it close, you're definitely going to wish you didn't use that timeout as early getting it into the later part of this game.
What, we've seen the Spartans kind of back it out a little bit. What do you think they're going to try to do offensively here this last 4:26?
I think they're just going to try to slow it down, you know, burn the clock, like you said, but then also trying to force it inside to Jaylen and Harlow, which has been really working, and that's really been where they've been kind of making their money in this second half, is just beating it down low and not worrying as much about the three-pointer, but still using it to their advantage.
Class 1A Region 7 final tonight. Winner again heads to the State Girls Basketball Tournament next week. They'll play on a Wednesday, next Wednesday. I'm guessing it'll be sometime in that late afternoon, but it could be anywhere from 1:30 to 3:15 to 5 o'clock to 6:45. And, of course, if the Spartans advance down, we'll have that game broadcast for everybody. We'll also have Coon Rapids Baird if they rally back in the fourth quarter down three. We'll cover both of those teams locally down at the state tournament. Spore with it over on the right side. Penetrates in. Kick pass over now to Taryn. Taryn will bring it. Kick pass down to Rasmussen in the left corner. Back off now to Spore. Kick pass over to right side to Taryn. Taryn got the chance to drive in. We're going to get a three-second call on Harlow Miller. So that is going to give the ball back over to GTRA. Titan crowd liking that one. Cameron Huff will bring it up. 2-3 zone again for the Spartans. They've stayed in it all night. Out to Lauren, now to Cameron. Cameron tries to bounce it inside. That's going to be a kick off of the foot of Spore. They've had a hard time getting that dribble penetration against this 2-3 zone. That's why so many three-point shots tonight.
Yeah, and I think that's definitely what they've been trying to do is they don't really want to stay at that three-point anymore. They want to go inside, but with that 2-3, it's really hard to get inside.
The length really giving them some trouble here tonight. Now driving in is Lauren. She'll kick it over to Caitlin. Caitlin gets into the lane but cut off now out to Cameron. Has a hard time gathering it in. Picks it up near the scorer's table. Up top, down to 15. Long three on the way from Cameron. Up, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Rasmussen. Her first. Over now to Taryn. Taryn skips it over to Spohr. Spohr gets it up across half court, picks up the dribble, finds Rasmussen on the right wing, pass inside, tipped and stolen away. So the scrambling defense right now for GTRA giving the Titan or the Spartans some trouble, but the Titans struggling a little bit on the offensive end. Cameron three up no good. Lauren with the offensive rebound, going to be bumped and fouled by Rasmussen. That'll be number two on her. So that'll be the third team foul against the Spartans here in this fourth quarter. So two more, and the Titans will shoot free throws. Lauren will lob it up top. They get it in now to Cameron up top. Cameron looks to drive right side, jump stop inside of the block, and what are we going to get here? Two officials are going to have to talk. Are we going to get a travel or a foul? And who are they going to call the foul on with a couple of defenders there? And that foul going to go against Taryn Peterson. So that is going to be number three on her. So you got Riley with four, Jalen and Taryn and Harlow Miller all with three right now. So Spartans right now in some foul trouble, and Taryn still playing aggressive, able to tip that ball away. It'll go out of bounds. 32 on the shot clock, 3:12 to go in the game. The lead is 17. Tyler Christensen, the head wrestling coach for Audubon, in the house here tonight. Driving in is Caitlin. Her shot in the lane up no good. Gets her own rebound. Putback is up no good. Weiss with the offensive rebound. Putback falls, and she's going to head to the free throw line. Too many opportunities on that trip now, and I know that's what Tom Peterson is going to say. Can't give up two or three offensive rebounds and a couple fouls on that trip. The lead is 15, and Weiss will head to the line, 46% on the season. Jalen Peterson just picked up number four. She's got to be really careful. Weiss 0 for 1 tonight. Make that 0 for 2, and the rebound taken out of there by Harlow. So Harlow Miller unofficially now 13 rebounds as Taryn runs it up the left side. Brings it out on the wing, going to be bumped in foul. That is going to be on Addison Hansen, the 5'6 junior, just picked up her fourth. That is just number two here on GTRA. So now, if you're GTRA, 2:53 to go, you're down 15. If you want to extend this game, you've got a bunch of fouls to make up before you even put them to the free throw line.
Yeah, and you definitely could utilize that, but you can't rely on that so much. It's kind of getting in towards that desperation time where you got to get stops and you got
to
score.
Inbounds to Taryn in the backcourt, down to Zoe on the left corner, back up now to Taryn. Taryn will drive in underneath to Harlow. The bucket is up and good. Taryn Peterson with her sixth assist. Harlow Miller has now got eight on the night. The lead is up back to 17 at 47-30. Long three by Lauren. Up and good. Her third three of the night. Can't let her get going. 47-33. Under 2.5 to go. Spohr looks to bring it up. Lobs it to Taryn. Taryn gets away from that corner. Drives in the lane over to Rasmussen. Back out now to Spohr. Over to Taryn. Taryn back to Spohr. Spohr back over now to Taryn. They get it back over now to Spohr. 17 on the shot clock. Back to Taryn. They try to double her. She'll get away from the double team. We're going to get a reach-in foul. Going to go against a GTRA. That is going to be the third foul. That foul going to go on Cameron Huff, number two on her. And the Spartans will inbound right over in front of the Glenn Ralston kids. They inbound it to Rasmussen. Now off to Taryn up near the half-court line, left side of the floor to the right side of the floor, near half-court to Cameron. To Cadence, she'll break the pressure but loses the ball into the hands of Huff. It's a three-on-one. Huff's shot is up, no good. Now as Cameron rebounds loose on the floor, it's still loose, and Jalen Peterson will pick it up. Lucky break that time for the Spartans that Huff missed that layup.
Yeah, and it was a good fake there by Huff. Almost got the defender Peterson to go, but couldn't get it to go as Peterson almost does not get that timeout there.
Yep, and we get a 10-second call. Tom Peterson wanting the timeout. Caden Spohr had the ball flip off her fingertips, tracked it down on the sidelines. They couldn't get it across. He wanted the timeout, didn't get it. He still got one left. But a minute 40 to go. The lead is 14, and the Titans have the basketball. They'll inbound right in front of their bench. The inbounds pass comes now to Caitlin, over to Lauren. 27-footer up and good. She's got 12 now on the night. And we have got an 11-point ball game at 47-36. Ahead to Cadence, and she is going to be fouled. And that is going to go on Lauren Huff. That is number four on her. and team foul number 4. So the Spartans again have to inbound it with a minute 27 left, up 11 points. They've got to hit free throws down the stretch. Got to hit free throws
have
down the
to.
Stretch. Cadence gets it into Jaylen. Jaylen passes tipped. It's going to be a turnover. Caitlin out in front of the back, tearing back defensively, swats it away, but they call her for the foul, and that is 4 on Taryn Peterson. That's a tough one. That looked really clean. Really clean.
Yeah, I thought she almost got the top of the ball. I thought she was way higher in the air than that and got the top, but they're going to say they just got her on the wrist.
So 2 shots coming up here for Caitlin Huff. 2 of 2 tonight, 53% on the season, and the first one is up and good. We've got a 10-point ball game. Not a lot of time left, but just enough. And we're going to get a timeout called by GTRA. Minute 19 left, 47-37. Let's keep it here. Foul situation right now, 5 on the Spartans. So that means the Titans shooting free throws the rest of the way. 4 on GTRA. That means 1 more, the next one. And the Spartans will shoot free throws the rest of the way. Each team has 1 timeout remaining, and the possession arrow favors Xyrocorn Kimbleton. So the advantage right now, I say, to the Spartans. But as I mentioned here a moment ago, Jackson got to hit free throws.
Yeah, definitely got to hit free throws. And I think that momentum could potentially swing to GTRA with the way they've been hitting the 3 in the last minute. And I think just the way that they've been able to force the turnovers with Xyro trying to slow it down, that they've just been more tenacious on defense and trying to get anything they can.
Yeah, right now, a 10-2 run by GTRA over the last about 2 minutes. And they've got a chance to extend it here with Caitlin Huff, a 53% free throw shooter, has not missed a free throw yet tonight. And she'll head to the line for the second of 2. It's on the way. It is up and nothing but the bottom of the net. And we've got a 9-point ball game as the Titans not going away. Rasmussen looking to get it inbounds. Gets it off now to Spore. They need to break the pressure. They'll lob it ahead to Riley. Riley up across half court. Wisely gets it into the hands of Taryn. Well, double-team her, and we're going to get a reach-in foul on Caitlin Huff. That'll be number 4 on her. So you've got Addison Hansen, Caitlin Huff, and Lauren Huff all with 4. Jenna Conlin with 3. So Cameron Huff can foul, and Maya Weiss can foul. Otherwise, you got players for GTRA that they need on the floor that could foul out. Taryn Peterson's free throw up in good. She is now 3 of 7 from the line tonight, but hits that big one, the lead back to 10. Jaylen Peterson, Spartans making some offensive defensive subs. She'll check into the ballgame for Riley Miller. Again, Jaylen playing right now with 4 fouls. Riley also on the floor with 4 when she's in. Taryn misses that second one, but Harlow Miller went hop high for the rebound. We get a whistle, and what are we going to get the call on here? And is that going to go on Lauren Huff? Did she just foul out of the ballgame? I think she did. And now we get a technical going to go against Coach Huff from GTRA. And if the game wasn't over before, that may steal the deal. That might not have been a good technical on the coach, because now you give 2 more free throws and the ball back to Xyrocorn Kimbleton. Not a smart time to get that technical.
Yeah, definitely not the place you want to be when that happening. And
yep. He came 5 foot out onto the court.
I think if he had taken another step and kept talking too, I think they would have thrown him out of the game there. But
yep.
Just something you don't want having in this. Not a terribly close game, but within 10 points, you don't want that happening.
They were still in it with a minute 9 to go. Harlow Miller at the line. She grabbed that rebound, her 14th of the game. We've got our Culver's player of the game. I have no idea right now who it is for Xyrocorn Kimbleton.
It's hard right now. I mean, both the Peterson girls in double figures right now. They've been playing good. Rasmussen's been playing good. And also Miller at the line playing really good.
Free throw on the way from Harlow up in no good. Harlow 0 for 3 at the line. The lead will stay 10. Second free throw upcoming. The Spartan team looking for their 22nd straight win, and nothing but the bottom of the net for Harlow Miller on that second one. And now you get the technical free throws. And that is probably going to be Taryn Peterson stepping to the line for 2 more free throws. This is where that technical, I get it, you're upset, I do. I just don't think it's a good time to get that technical, and Taryn Peterson's going to knock it down. She went up, she didn't go over her back, she just reached over the top. She has the size.
Yeah.
And I know what coach is upset about is the second free throw in and out, no good. But there was no foul on that rebound from Harlow Miller. She got undercut after that, and that's where the foul came. Spartans, though, just go 2 of 4 from the line in that trip. The lead's 12. They'll have the ball now. They'll inbound it near half court. The inbounds comes to Taryn Peterson, and Cameron Huff reaches out and fouls her. They're going to really try and foul quick if they can't get the steal on the inbound, and this is imperative that Ezra Okorn-Gimelin hits these free throws.
Yeah, and a couple girls for GTRA still with fouls to give. I mean, Huff's still with two more to give, and Weiss still with a couple to give here, but there's still some girls on the floor that they don't really want to foul out here late.
Sharon hits the free throw. 51-38. You get a couple more here, and you get a stop down on the other end, and I think that will do it. That free throw up and good. 52-38. Long three by Hanson, in and out, no good. The rebound is loose on the floor. We're going to get a jump ball possession there. We'll favor the Spartans as Hanson and Jalen Peterson both diving to the floor to try and get that one. I tell you what, this tight team, if they don't make state this year, they're going to be scary good next year. There's not a senior in this group. This is a really good basketball team.
Yeah, a young team for this Titans team as well, so they're definitely going to be scary to beat.
Ford's going to bring it up, gets it across half court, up top now to Taryn. Taryn will back it back out, and they're going to foul her. Running out there and fouling is Conlon. That'll be number four on her. 48.6 remaining. And she knocks down both of these. I think you can start to write your pass to the state tournament if you're Exiro Kring-Gimbledon. Free throw on the way, rolls off of the rim, no good. 6 of 12 at the line tonight for Taryn Peterson. Second one on the way, make it 7 of 13. 53 now to 38. Cameron Huff out top, penetrates in, comes to the jump stop, back out now. Caitlin Huff's three, that'll be out of bounds, and it's going to be Spartan basketball with 38.6 remaining. I don't know, maybe you foul again. I could almost see them not fouling here, but it does look like they're going to come out with some full court pressure. This Titan team going to play to the end. Taryn Peterson with it, and she will be fouled by Caitlin Huff, who is going to foul out of the basketball game with 6 points here tonight. So she came in averaging 16 a game. You got to really give credit to the defense tonight for Exiro Kring-Gimelin. You're holding a fantastic team right now to 38 points. This is a team that came in averaging 63 a game. You've held them to less than half their average.
Yeah, and Huff still had a really good game, though. I mean, she didn't shoot as well from the three-point as I think she wanted to, but still had a really good game, just not the way that she wanted it to go tonight.
Taryn Peterson makes both free throws. She's got 19 here in the ballgame. 55-38, three on the way from Cameron Huff. No good. Taryn Peterson will clear the rebound. And you can hear the on-to-state chant coming from the Spartan crowd. 18.9 remaining. We're going to get another whistle on the foul. Going to go on at GTRA. And that one's going to go on Shea Johnson, a 5'4 freshman who is on the floor. And Taryn Peterson back to the line for two more. You got four players near double digits tonight. Zoe Rasmussen, Harlow Miller, each with 9. Taryn now with 20. Jaylin with 14. So balanced scoring here tonight for the Spartans. And they are on to state as their crowd was chanting here a moment ago. Taryn knocks down both. Off with it over to Weiss, left side, down to the baseline. 10 remaining. And what a win here tonight against a very good ball game. Cameron Huff's jumper up, no good. Harlow Miller with a rebound. And the Spartans are going to win it here tonight by a final of 57-38. The celebration is on for the Spartan crowd here tonight as you hear them around us making noise. A dominant second half here. Really a dominant from the second quarter on. They outscored them 15-4 in that second quarter, won the third quarter 16-14. They win the fourth quarter 18-13. So that second quarter really the difference here in this game tonight, Jackson.
Yeah, and I think that first quarter, you know, just trying to find your footing in the game, you know, trying to find where you're supposed to be at and stuff. And I think after that, just not looking back, just looking at and sitting in the driver's seat and just continuing to dominate in this game.
We'll have interviews coming up. I know Tom Peterson, one of the girls, will see a more come up and chat with us. The Exiro Kring-Gimelin Spartans tonight heading to the state tournament. They win it here tonight by a final of 57-38 over GTRA. We're back with our Maggie Motors tailgate next here on 93.7 KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
New Way Auto Group.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never-frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Now the sports girls down along with the coaches and the cheerleaders getting their picture taken here tonight as they are advancing it to the state tournament. Now the entire student body going to be joining them for pictures here tonight. We will get interviews somehow, some way, at some point here in the post game, but Jackson Kerrigan along with Jeff Blankman with you here tonight on 93.7 KKRL. And what a win for Tom Peterson and this Spartan group of girls. Great balance for them all night long. Everybody that saw the four at one time or another seemed to make a key play at a key time to help them get this win.
Yeah, and I think it definitely started with, you know, Taryn and Jalen obviously finding their groove. And then you also had Macy Rasmussen getting those clutch shots there in between. And then you also had, I believe that was Miller there towards kind of the third there, finding a spot. But no one sole good player in this game. Everybody played a solid team game.
And Randy Beeson getting the ladder out as the Spartans will be cutting the nets down here tonight. We wondered if they would do this because Carroll High hosts a second round 3A game coming up, a district semifinal tomorrow night and stuff. So they'll have to get that net put back on. But, again, what a win here tonight. whoever you want to bring up. Bring them all. Bring them all.
Tom wondering what players that we want him to come up. If he wants to bring every player that played tonight up, I'm good with that. It's going to be a fun conversation with him after this win. Jackson, we go back to that second quarter again. I brought it up. They outscore them 15-4. What was it with that 2-3 zone defense here tonight that allowed them to really be able to shut this team down?
I think it really forced them with the five-man and GTRA, forcing them to shoot that three, because they're like, okay, we know you can shoot the three, but we're going to make you shoot it anyways because we want to see if you're going to make it. And if you try to go inside, it's like, okay, we're not going to basically let you go anywhere.
Right. Yep, absolutely. So I know Jalen Peterson and Tom trying to figure out how to get up here. So hopefully they'll be able to find their way, and it looks like they have. So if you want to hand the headsets over to Jalen, and we'll get a quick conversation with Jalen. Hey, I appreciate you coming up. Congrats on this one here tonight.
Thank you.
I know it just happened, but how's this feel?
It's the greatest feeling ever. We've worked so hard to get to where we came. Previous years we fell short, but I feel like we've really worked hard to get to this point.
What was the difference for this team, do you think, this season?
Definitely just the motivation, the connection that we have. Whether they're younger girls or older girls, I feel like we're able to connect. And we're just able to play our defense so well, so that's how we're able to get to this point.
You girls usually like to press and play man-to-man, create turnovers and havoc and get out and run. And tonight you sit in a 2-3 zone. You try to slow the tempo down, and it worked really well. What was the mindset out there going into this game to kind of go away from what you usually do very, very well?
Like I said earlier, they're definitely a faster team, but making sure that we're stopping the ball when it is coming down and just playing with aggression is what's going to help us. Like you mentioned, we did do a 2-3, and usually man is more of our bread and butter, but 2-3 is just what we came out in, and I think we did a great job.
What do you think was so good about that 2-3? You forced them to a lot of outside shots, and they weren't making them tonight. So what do you think you girls did so well in that 2-3?
Like I said, stopping penetration. There was times where they'd like to attack the middle, and we were just able to stop them. Harlow did a great job in the middle. Taryn and Kate up top, and just the rest of the girls as a whole were able to connect well to make it work.
I know in talking with Coach Peterson before the game, he really felt like you guys had the advantage inside with you and Harlow. So how did you feel like you were able to work on the inside? I think you had a really good kind of second quarter and then second half.
Using our height as an advantage, I feel like that's what we've always been able to do. Like you said, Harlow's a taller girl, so just making sure that we're feeding her the ball, creating a mismatch so she's able to get easy shots.
They were trying to double you a lot when you got that ball down in the post. So how were you able to create some gaps to get shots off?
Making sure that I am recognizing the double team, but when it is, they're just finding open gaps so I'm able to get the open board, but also finding Harlow so I'm able to get her a good pass for an easy look.
You get up 18 in the fourth. They cut it to 10. They feel like they've got the momentum. Lauren Huff starting to hit some threes. What settled you girls back down?
Just making sure that we're pushing. Like you said, they did get up a little bit, but just making sure we're pushing it down and getting those easy looks just so we can get those baskets and keep going on our run.
What part of the net's going to be yours when you cut it down?
I wish the whole thing was, but I guess we'll find out.
But I tell you what, go down, cut that down, celebrate with your fans. Congratulations. We'll see you down at the state tournament.
Thank you.
You bet. Again, Jalen Peterson joining us. And I know we had head coach Tom Peterson. He's going to work his way over, back over. We've got a lot of media here, so we're going to get him here after he catches up with some other media here as well. But Jackson, back to you. What a win here tonight. You kind of heard Jalen talking about, you know, just staying at it. You know, don't give up the dribble penetration and stuff. Offensively, what do you think was really good for the Spartans here tonight?
I think definitely finding presence inside the paint. You know, they couldn't really find it to start it out because of the pressure. But then once they got Jalen and Harlow down there, getting that inside leverage and getting to the basket, I think that's kind of what caused them to kind of just keep pushing forward.
Yeah, if you want to have another player or two come up, Jeff,
Caden
Spore right down here, number 24, and Taryn or whoever wants to come up. So, yep, absolutely. Jeff Storyhunt again taking photos for us here tonight. He's going to head down on the floor and maybe grab some more players for our postgame interview. We did get a final on the Coon Rapids-Bayard game. Again, they were down 3 going into the fourth quarter, but it was St. Albert taking charge in the fourth quarter as the Falcons knock off the Crusaders. 68-48, Crusaders will end their season at 19-6. We'll step away, take a break. We'll be back with more of our Mackey Motors tailgate coming up next right here on 93.7 at KKRL.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things,
like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, Raf.
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
New Way Auto Group.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
We welcome you back here on at 93.7 KKRL. Cadence Brandon Spore now joining us here in the postgame. You maybe heard her saying that her emotions early. Coach Peterson gave you a pretty good speech the way it sounds before the game.
Yes, he was just talking about how we can't. It's not one person that can do it. We all got to do it together. We all have to come together as a sisterhood and get it done.
And you did that tonight. What was it about this team that helped you come together and everybody pitching in for this win?
We were just sharing the ball so well. No one was trying to, like, take over the game for themselves in defense. Our defense really showed. It kind of got a little sluggish towards the end, but we got the job done, and that's all that matters.
You knew they were going to come out with pressure. You knew as one of the guards you were going to have to deal with that. Yes. How did you feel like you handled their full-court pressure, even their half-court pressure tonight?
Half-court, I felt like it was decent. Full-court, I kind of panicked a little bit, but it's going to come with big games like this. Your heart's going everywhere. Your mind's going everywhere, but all that matters is what got it done.
When did you feel like the heart settled in and allowed you to just be Cadence Brandon Spore?
At the tip-off, kind of, but then when they did that full-court trap scramble mode, it kind of went a little bit, but then after, like, the first time down, I feel like I settled in pretty well.
You and Taryn at the top of that 2-3 zone were fantastic all night. You really didn't allow them. Even every time they tried to dribble penetrate, you guys kind of trapped them at the free throw line. So what was so good about the 2-3, especially considering you girls don't play that a lot?
We knew that they like to do, dribble tack, cross over to the left hand, do a jump stop step through, and we just knew that we had to pinch it and hopefully they kick it out to a non-shooter. And that's what they did.
Were you surprised that they didn't make threes as many as they kept shooting tonight until late?
Yes, but no. Like, we knew they were going to knock them down, but everyone has missed shots. Like, even us, we were missing a lot too. It was just, we made more than them.
What was good about your offense tonight, do you think?
We were getting it into the post. We had the height advantage. Jalen was a killer down there. Harlow, with her height and her skills that she's developed over the year, that was pretty solid.
You had that one dribble drive where you were able to get to the rim. They never came over. Do you remember that play? Kind of take me through that.
They force you hard left really hard. There's really no going right. And so I just knew that I had to go right, and then I cut my girl off, and I knew I could go to my right hand, which is my dominant hand. And I just laid it in and hope it went in.
So you said that it hasn't hit you yet. How do you think that feeling is going to feel when you realize that next Wednesday you're going to be playing at the state tournament?
Probably tomorrow at practice when coach is yelling at us again.
Well, I tell you what, great job as always tonight. I can't wait to see you down there next Wednesday.
Thank you.
You bet. Again, Cadence Brandon Spore, we'll get Harlow Miller on the headsets here, and we'll get a chance to talk with her. And Harlow, I appreciate you joining us here tonight. Great job as always here tonight. For you, you knew there was going to be some pressure on you. You know, coaches like, you know, you got the height advantage. They wanted to get the ball inside to you and Jalen. So what was going through your mind going, they're going to pound it into me all night long?
Yeah, definitely. I think we knew we kind of had an advantage, just me being quite a bit taller than all of them. But, I mean, once we got there, they were all kind of doubling in on me. So that kind of made it difficult for sure.
Right.
But I think we still kind of found ways around it. So
how did you try to work against that double team every time you got the ball?
Just being as aggressive as possible, keeping the ball high, you know, jumping, doing as best I could. So
take me through, as you settled in and started getting shots to fall, how much did that help the confidence grow?
Oh, a lot. I mean, especially with, like, the stands were packed. I mean, it was such a cool environment. I think once our shots started falling, it was super cool. We just kept the momentum going.
One last question, because they're cutting the net down, and I want to get you down there so you can get a piece of the net. What's this feel like to be able to get to the state tournament here in basketball?
Super cool. I mean, it's such a cool experience. I mean, especially because it's my first year out.
Yep.
Super cool. I love the team, and I'm excited for next week.
I tell you what, great job. I'd love to talk to you more, but I want you to get a cut down a piece of that net. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Harlow Miller. We're going to get Tom Peterson. We'll get head coach Tom Peterson over here real quick, and we'll chat with him and get some thoughts from him so he can cut down maybe. Are you going to get the final piece of the net, Tom?
I don't know if it can hold me, the ladder, Jeff. So, but, no, very...
What a win.
Pretty special, I'm not going to lie. You know, we didn't play once again. It's three straight games in regionals. We just haven't played well offensively. A lot of that has to do with the teams you're playing.
Yep.
And the defense they do, but... You know, I asked them in there, what has got us to this point? Defense, they said it again, they said it again. And it's a journey. This is pretty special.
Yeah. You hold them to 38. They come in averaging over 63 a game.
Yep.
You go to a zone. You guys aren't really a zone team.
Nope.
You're a press, man-to-man, create turnovers. How did you get this group so focused to play a zone so well?
Well, and I watched the film and hours and hours and hours of it. You know, they run a five out, Jeff, where it's a lot of dribble penetration looking to attack. You know, each girl had different assignments, and obviously you got to be lucky. They didn't make a lot of threes tonight.
Right.
You know, but at the same time, I thought we contested 95% of those. And so, it's the kids bought into our zone. We did it today, Wednesday.
Yep.
Monday we did it in practice, Jeff, and it looked really, really good.
Okay.
And I had a feeling, and that's what I had told my assistants. We're going to come out with it because you can always go to man. You know,
right.
I said that to you before the game.
Yeah.
it's just something you learn, I guess, maybe because of doing this too long. And like I said, it's a journey. Just really proud of these kids.
Any thought there late as they started to hit some threes, Laura and Huff started to knock down? Did you ever think of going to man, or was you like, you know what, we're up double digits?
No.
Two threes
worked. It was just some defensive breakdowns.
Right.
You know, that happens, you know, when you're getting tired and then – You know, I don't know if my wife gave my daughter a free throw lesson before the game, but this was really, really bad. And so hopefully we can, work on that.
Not her, but 14 to 24 as a team tonight.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was not good. She did not shoot free throws well, but, you know, proud of her. You know,
yes.
it's special as a dad. This is obviously the first time I've ever experienced this, you know, in regards to having a kid that gets an opportunity. And this is all you want for your kids.
Tom, offensively, you said you struggled, but what did you do well enough to put 57 up against this team?
Ball inside.
Yep.
I thought Harlow and Jalen were phenomenal.
Yes.
I really did. I don't know what their stats were, Jeff.
Unofficially, I've got Jalen 14.6 rebounds. Harlow, unofficially, 9 points, 15 boards.
Okay. And sorry.
No,
you
you're
know,
good.
I hope she's enjoyed it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I think she has.
I'm proud of her, and I told her.
Yeah.
I said, I really did. I think you'll enjoy it if you stick with the journey and stuff. And I knew she had a bunch.
Yes.
And, you know, what an effort by her, Jalen, you know, to all of them.
Yep.
Just really, really special.
Yeah, this was really a team effort. Last thing I'll ask you before you go down and help cut down that net. But you look at it, you had two girls with nine, two girls in double digits, and even Riley, who maybe didn't score a lot, pitched in with rebounds and defense and all of those other things.
Yes, awesome girl. And I didn't take a couple of them were fouls, but you know, that's
right.
me.
Yes.
You know, she just got caught in a couple of awkward situations, but her defense is phenomenal.
Yes.
She's 5'8", she got tips, she was on the floor.
Yep.
You know, the kids buy in. I think it's a reflection. You know, I'm passionate, Jeff. You know, I've been doing this for so long and you've seen me. I'm psychotic at times, but I just feel that the kids will be a reflection of the guy and your coaches on the side. You know, if you're passionate about something, I think kids will buy in and do it too.
Absolutely.
I do feel that way. And what an effort.
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, not good offensively, but
good
when you play defense, when you play defense like that, and you know, and like, you know, do you go man? Do you go zone? I just thought we were doing really well rotation wise.
Yep. Absolutely. Coach Zoe Rasmussen, three huge threes for you tonight.
Yep.
And I do got to give you a little hard time. You had one timeout left. The athleticism to try and get that last timeout called
It
was impressive.
But I took a fat muscle and I didn't get it. And, you know, I was trying to get out there. And
probably a good thing you didn't get called, right?
I stretched it a little bit. And so, no, he had just said, he goes, I apologize. He goes, I didn't see you. My partner did, but it is what it is. Yep. The refs were good.
Yep.
They let girls play, and that's what it's about.
All right, go cut that net down.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
You bet. Tom Peterson, again, the head coach for the Exira-Oakland-Gibbelton Spartans. He's going to go celebrate with his team. They pick up a 57-38 victory here tonight. Let's run you through the numbers. These are unofficial, of course, for the Spartans, or for the Titans tonight. Cameron Huff with 3 points. Addison Hansen with 7. Maya Weiss with 8. Caitlin Huff with 6. Lauren Huff with 12. And Jenna Conlin with 2. They were 8-14 from the free throw line. For the Spartans, Jalen Peterson, 14.6 rebounds. Riley Miller, 2 points, 2 rebounds, an assist and a steal. Taryn Peterson, 21 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, and 6 steals. Harlow Miller, 9 points, 15 rebounds. Cadence Brandon's 4, 2 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, and 2 steals. Zoe Rasmussen, 9 points to go with a rebound and a steal here tonight. Time to name our Culver's player of the game. It was not an easy choice. You heard from all the numbers there. This was a team win here tonight as everybody pitched in, but we're going with Taryn Peterson as our Culver's player of the game.
Yeah, just barely etched out. Great game for her, but just a great team game as well. I mean, they shared the ball well. They shot the ball decently well, especially after that first quarter, and just found a way to play as a team and get the job done.
So our final score here tonight, the Spartans of Exira-Oakland-Kimbledon knocking off GTRA 57-38. Coon Rapids Baird again falling tonight to St. Albert by a final of 68-48 in our other regional final. Don't forget photos from Jeff Storyhan going to be on the Jeannie Kirkhoff Facebook page. Again, those will be free to download on her Facebook page. For my broadcast partner, Jackson Kerrigan, this is Jeff Blankman saying thank you for listening to girls basketball coverage here tonight. We'll have the Spartans at state next week, and it is going to be a lot of fun down there as they pick up the win here tonight. We'll have their game coming up on Wednesday. We'll let you know when they play as soon as we find the pairings. Final score again here tonight, 57-38. Spartans with the win. Have a great night, everybody.